Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Day number three of a tough week. We are all back here. Mike along with Rob.
Hi.
And Buzz.
Hello.
And I believe now all of us have fortunately had the opportunity to chat with Don.
Yes. Yeah.
And it felt really, really good for me to have that opportunity to chat with him today.
I never thought something so hard to do would make me feel so much better. But to hear his voice was very, very strengthening and reassuring.
It's strange when you're doing a week of shows like this. You come in each and every day, and you're prepared to do what our directive was to do, to come in and do a funny radio program. And then there's so much information that we gather in the time that we're away from you, that we come back and we want to share with you information that we receive, wishes from the family. And also, you know, we'd be lying if we said while we're having fun in here, it is not on our minds 24 hours, because we are thinking about the family. We're thinking about the pain that they're still going through. Mm-hmm. And it's there the whole time.
Sure.
Does it get better with time? It sure does. It does it for us. It's going to take a heck of a lot longer for that family to deal with this tragedy. But, you know, we're moving on. We're doing the very best we can. But we did want to, once again, I think if you had calls you may be one of these folks that hears this news and hears it today, or it's just gotten around to you. Something like this, when a tragedy of this magnitude strikes a family, and people are close because they've listened to Don and Frieda over the years on the radio, and then they hear it. Everybody seems to want to do something. Everybody wants to express it. And we do. I want to make, before I say what I'm going to say, and I have a lot of information, and I know Rob does.
Mm-hmm.
When people get this news, they want to do something. They want to express themselves. They want to bring themselves, whether they know Don and Frieda or not, they want to bring themselves closer.
Right.
And I respect that, and I understand that. And I know in my conversation with Don, he knows about your phone calls. He has gotten the word from his family, and he wanted me to pass along to each and every one of you how much he does truly appreciate all of the sentiments that have been coming through this show, that have been coming through other sources, and he does appreciate that. And in a few minutes, a little bit here, Rob's going to tell you about his conversation with Don. And, you know, we have, at this stage of the game, good news, because Don has said to Rob that he's coming back. And Rob is going to tell you all about that conversation. What I wanted to start with, though, was to tell you about the family's wishes and as far as arrangements. Many of you have contacted the radio station and asked about arrangements, what's going to be happening with the services. I had a long, long talk with Don today, and I think under these incredibly difficult circumstances, he's doing just fine. But he wanted me to pass along to all of you and all of our listeners that although he appreciates all these wonderful sentiments and all the wishes that have been coming through the radio, I urge you to still do that, because it makes us all feel good. Mm-hmm. And when we do this first segment every day, we seem to get that out of our system, and we still need to do that. And
necessary.
Who knows how much longer we are going to have to do it, but we'll all make the call about that. At the same time, regarding the family, anyone that has listened to this show, anyone that knows my radio partner, knows how intensely private a person he is.
Yeah.
What you hear on the radio, he opens his life up to you, and he and Frieda did that for years. And you heard so many wonderful stories in great details, and it was just fun to be around and fun to listen to. But when the microphones are turned off at the end of the day, at the end of this broadcast, Don would be intensely private and value his privacy. He gave it right here. This is what he does. He gives it to you on the air, but then when those microphones are off and he wants to, you know, go home, go be with his family, that's what he wants. I mean, you know, it's just the way he did it. He's always said he's a shy guy.
Yeah.
And right now, I want to make sure that everyone knows that these services that are coming up are for family and for close friends only.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress enough how much I appreciate everybody and all the people that listen to this show and fans of this show and what they've done and the calls that they've given us. I hope that in this time of tragedy, that you express your feelings through the proper channels. Mm-hmm. We have given those proper channels to you. I will give them to you right now. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that you make donations to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. That address is posted on DonandMikeWebsite.com. It will be there for as long as it needs to be there. Mm-hmm. So if you're driving in your car now and you feel that you need to do something, that's where you can go and you can actually make a donation. If you have to go further than that and you want to send a card or a letter, all cards and letters should be sent to Source Family, S-O-R-C-E Family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. These are the proper channels.
Right.
Don is doing the very best he can to get through this, and I really think he's doing a good job of it. I was very happy to speak with him today, but I can't stress enough how much he wants his privacy in his time of tragedy. When something like this happens to anybody who's in the public eye, you get curiosity seekers. Mm-hmm. You get the people that have curiosity for whatever the reason is. Mm-hmm. You get the people that feel so close to this radio show, and they don't know Don or Frieda or the family, that they feel that they're a part of the family. I, with all due respect, I tell you, you're not part of the family. And at this time, Don needs to be with his family and be around close friends. Mm-hmm. There are there may be information of a private nature that has been leaked out at this point. If that has been leaked out, I would respectfully ask the people that are responsible for making that information available to take it off your website or wherever it may be, because that is not what the family wants. What the family wants is to get through this tragic time, and they want to do it in a small family group. This is something that they want. Anyone with any sense of humanity can understand why they want it. And we are going to, I hope I'm stressing enough, Rob, I hope I'm making it clear enough how strong Don feels about this. The good news I got today, he said he's coming back. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very exhilarated by that news. He also said to me, you know, I'm not trying to make a threat here, but the fact is, if people that aren't part of the family try to get involved in these services, I may not want to come back. I want my privacy honored. He wants his privacy valued. Of all weekends, you know, anyone can understand this, and I hope I've stressed enough how important that is to the family. You know, there are certain people that float around these radio shows that think that, I don't know, that in some way, because we do what we do and because we have this edgy radio show, that, you know, anything is fine. You know, that you can look at us like we're a circus act. Well,
somehow
they're
less than human, or we are less than human, and we're so accessible. And
if you're going
true.
There, we're not less than human. We're actually, if you're sitting out and having dinner and somebody wants to stare at you and grin and stuff, that's fine. It comes with the territory. But the fact is, on these days, on these incredibly difficult days for this family, anybody who goes through a tragedy like this would understand it, and people that haven't gone through a tragedy should understand it.
Also, with all due respect, there will be efforts in place to help keep it private. So
yeah.
Oh,
people should know that.
That's true. And you know, I say this only because I was asked to say it, and I would hope. One of the things that we are, and we said this the very first day, we are a cynical bunch. We come in here the very first day when we did that broadcast, and I don't think any of us expected the kind of phone calls that we received.
Really?
We received so many wonderful words and wonderful kind words, you know, about the family, and it was inspiring. It really was.
Yeah.
It helped us get through that day. It's helping us get through these days subsequent to that. I really, really want to say it again, and I hope I'm not taking too much time to do this, but it is very, very important that that the privacy of this family in these coming days is honored.
Sure,
and I go further than just the services. I'm talking about if people want to lay flowers down at an area where you think it might be appropriate. It's not. It is not appropriate for you to do that. You are invading privacy.
Yeah.
And I know you might mean well, man. I know that, and I know people want to express themselves, but no. You want to do something, this is what Frieda would have wanted. This is what the family wants. Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, She loved animals.
Yes,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
That's where she would like donations in lieu of flowers. And if you feel like you have to express yourself, you've got this forum every day. And you know what? I'm not going to cut you off. If somebody, you know, we've got people that have worked. I know Travis and Beth Ann have been working in the back room when your phone calls come in. They're going to put you through if they think this, you know, it's a good call and it's a positive thing that we can celebrate Frida's memory and it's something that's going to help you out. You've got the vehicle here. You've got the forum here. But, you know, outside of that, you know, we just want you to do what the family wants, which is to make the donations and send the cards and letters here to the radio station. We appreciate that. And, Don wanted me to also tell each and every one of you, after he had this discussion with me, where he felt so strongly about his privacy, he also wanted me to know that he's aware of all the good stuff that's being done and all the nice things that are being said.
Very kind.
You know, both on the radio show and through other outlets. So please, that's it. That's my statement. Is it a warning? Not really. It's a request. It's a request that I'm reasonably confident. Because of the humanity that we've gotten on these telephone calls, that people are going to respect that.
Yeah.
But if you think because you listen to the radio show that you should be at this these services and you've gotten leaked information that is not supposed to be out there, you're not welcome. And as Buzz mentioned before. You know, we're going to do our very best to keep this thing, you know, to keep this thing within the family and respectful and not to in any way have anyone come in there that that doesn't belong. So that's all I had to say about that.
And we thank you for your cooperation on that.
At the beginning, Mike, you said something and you hear it all the time. And it's something I said last night when I spoke to Don is, what can I do? Tell me what I can do. And that is what's on your mind.
Everybody, all of us.
Just know this. Be respectful, be responsible, and at risk of, you know, again, all due respect, know your place.
Now, Rob and I had a chat this morning, and right after Rob had told me that he spoke with Don last night, I was feeling very relieved to hear that he is doing as well as anyone can do under the circumstances. In my heart, I was, at that moment when I got off the phone with you, I mean, it was just all I could do. I wanted so much to hear it myself. And it was probably 2 minutes later that I got the phone call. But I know that Rob, Don had some detailed information for you that he wanted you to talk about today, and it regards him and a timetable for coming back to this radio show, which is there's also been speculation all over the place about that. This might answer some of those questions.
Yeah, please, at this point, let all speculation stop. I got a call from Don late last night. I think Mike and Buzz will back me up. We've not been doing a lot of sleeping lately, so I was up and so pleased to hear his voice, and I'll repeat what I said at the beginning of the show. I never thought such a hard phone call to do, to listen and be a part of, would make me feel so much better, but I am so pleased that he took a moment to call. And Mike, it's right. He is hurting pretty bad, and of course he is. But he's holding it together.
Yes.
He is he seems to have his thoughts in order, and he was very sensible, and it was good to hear from him. And he did. The first thing he said to me is that it got back to him. I was so pleased to hear this through his family and close friends that. What we have done, particularly on Monday's show, and this is as much to the credit of the listeners as us.
Yeah, without question.
That the tone of the show was right. He was so pleased that we celebrated Frida.
Yes.
And it was reverent without being maudlin. And he was so happy. And he, and even more than he, the family, appreciates anyone who has had a kind thought or a kind word. So thank everybody.
That's a credit to all our listeners that called and have been calling. We appreciate that.
And anyone who has had a kind thought and a kind word, thank you. Because the fact that it has gotten back to him, it means so much more.
Right.
I mean, we could talk all day, but if he didn't know it, I hope in some way that's comforting to him.
Now,
sure.
you got some details. He had some specific thoughts with you about what he wanted you to share with everybody today.
He took that Don tone with me. When you know that you got to listen, he said.
He had the same way. It was the same with me at the outset, and we had a more substantive conversation a little bit later on. But you know that he's still, I want to tell everybody, he's still the team leader, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's great, and it's very reassuring for all of us to hear from him.
When he starts talking in capital letters, you listen. He said, tell him I'll be back. And I said, fantastic.
Right.
That is good news. And he said, but wait, I'm going to be back and the show is going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same, but it is going to be the same.
Right.
He said he's going to keep being honest and he's going to keep continuing to relate his life to the listeners and us as honestly as he always has.
Right.
The show will continue. It's going to be the same. It's just now he's going to be doing it as a widower. And he said already his whole life has naturally changed.
Yes.
And he wants to relate this. He wants to tell people about it. And he really wants to share, because we've said it so many times here. This is his psychiatrist's couch.
That's
in
right.
So many ways.
Oh, it sure is.
And he can't wait to get in here when he is up to it and when it's appropriate and to start relating all this stuff back to you guys and to the listeners.
So he's coming back.
Oh, absolutely. And there was never a doubt that he's coming back. And he said, there have been urges to give up and to say, you know,
yep.
just forget it. But he said to me, and again, capital letter voice, he said, I'm stronger than that, and I will not give in, and I will be back, and the show will be the same, be the show that you guys love, and
he had mentioned to me today that he owes it to his son also to come back
Bart,
in here and do what he does. And
Bart has been fantastic
right.
and strong, and he did lay out a timetable of his return to me. And I'm not going to bore you with any details, but I will know this, I will have you know this. When he says he's going to be somewhere, and I've known him for a long time, he's there.
Yeah,
he doesn't
true.
Lay out a timetable and then sort of, you know,
right.
reflect on it. He's there. So he's going to stick to it. And the good news is, folks, it's sooner than you think. So stick around. It's going to be a lot sooner than you would think. He will be here. And just stay tuned. He's going to be back. And the show is going to be the way you remember it. And it's... you're going to want to be here for it and for him. And, of course, I'm rambling now.
When we have details, we all know what the timetable is. We're very optimistic that, when you're dealing with a situation like this, you lay out a timetable. And as Rob said, when he said he's going to be somewhere, he's going to be somewhere.
He'll be there.
We're going to give you more details as we feel that's appropriate, as the time gets closer. And one of the things that we decided to do yesterday, we're going to do that every day this week, every day until Don comes back to the show. We're going to keep his presence alive on the show by playing various segments, best of segments that feature, well, every segment on the show features Don.
Your daily dose of Don.
And we're going to give you a little Don so you know he's still there, and we send our love out to him. And it's very refreshing because along with the communicating the way we probably never communicated before, there's a lot of the general back in there, where he is. He's still driving the car, and he's also being very strong for his family, and
sure.
and we appreciate that. With that said, you've heard what I said about the privacy, the services that are going to be for family and friends, and not for listeners. And if you want to do something, we've got the addresses for you. They're on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
You can also write us with a card or letter here at the radio station, and we'll give those addresses out again many times before the show is over today.
I'd just like to add one thing.
Okay.
If you're not so motivated to donate or write a letter, just pray. And it might seem slight, but it never hurts.
Yeah,
and I know they could sure use
it. I mean, that's the time. If you if you're so inclined, or if maybe you've never been inclined, you feel like you're inclined this time, you do that. And
give it a shot.
We do have some more thoughts about Don and Frieda. We're going to take a few of those phone calls before we get into a best of segment to start the show. We'll do that at different times every day so that people that are listening all around the country can hear Don. And we wish him the very, very best, and it was great to hear from him.
Absolutely.
This is Victoria. Hello, Victoria. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say my dad died a little while ago, and I'm nobody, and there was someone at the funeral, and it bothered me. It really did. I didn't know who the person was. I didn't know why they were there. I just pray that Don and Bart get the same privacy, just to be left alone and to grieve in peace.
Yeah, there are people. Thanks so much, Victoria.
That's a good point.
We really do appreciate that. There are people that are going to help with that, and we're going to make sure that we help with that. And I think that the reason I say what I say right now is so that we don't, when the time comes, I hope we don't have to deal with any
yes,
of that.
Yes, please.
And if it happens, there are, as Buzz said, things in place where we will deal with that. But I think I got the message out loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think based on the calls that we've received, that people will show respect, and I certainly hope they do. Hello, Justin from Rochester. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. A couple things real quick. One is I know with Frieda, when she would call sometimes, I would think that she would talk on and on, kind of like that voice you play, the Charlie Brown one.
Right.
But then I realized after reading our paper here in Rochester today, or yesterday, it said, Mike, you had said that she was the conscience of the show.
You bet.
And that makes an awful lot of sense. She was the grounded one that had the morals, I think, and the conscience sometimes when we didn't. So... That was a huge statement. I don't know if you realized what an impact that statement had.
Well, secondly, I made that statement when she was with us.
She's
done it a lot.
It really hits home to think back on it. And secondly, I went through something similar recently where my father-in-law died. And when my wife went back to work, she had to deal with everybody in the world saying, I'm so sorry. I hope that people realize that God knows that they're sorry for what happened, and they don't overwhelm them with that, because I know she ran out of ways to say thank you, and, you know, that gets hard in a workplace. What do you say to someone? Hey, buddy, you know?
Thank you. Okay.
I hope someone comes up with a good way to say, Don, we're with you.
Yeah, that's great, Justin. Thank you. And this is another reason I wanted to take some calls today, because it's once again people stepping up with the right sentiments and people that are saying the right things. I knew this would happen. I have a lot more faith in people after this week. I'll go back to hanging up on people and being cynical. It'll happen probably 10 minutes from now.
But just under the skin. I know it's there.
Right. And let's just pause for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
How you doing over there, Joe?
Fine.
I'll be doing that all day today.
Joe Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's comforting, too.
Let's go to Victor. Victor, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're hanging in there.
Hey, listen, I first want to say thank you for coming back, doing the show the way you're doing it. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
I also want to say thanks to the listeners for stepping up and doing what's right as far as when they're calling, making the correct calls. And thirdly, you know, as far as the services go, you would never go to a funeral who you don't know, to someone who you don't know. So just leave this one private, let them have their time, and you know, sooner than we think, Don will be back.
Thank you very much, Victor.
Appreciate it.
We do appreciate that. I want to share something with you. This is I want to get through this, so I'm going to I'm going to speak a little louder. That's how I do it.
That helps.
Let me see. This was addressed to Joe Ardinger. Joe, who's a very good buddy of Ross Valerie
of Journey,
which makes me laugh, Joe, all the time, buddy. I swear to God,
Joe's a musician.
You basically call Ross Valerie
Joe.
3 o'clock in the morning sometimes, right?
Well, the ironic thing was this week. Weekend, I called him on Sunday afternoon, and right after I had hung up with him, my phone rang 2 minutes later, and it was Beth Ann with the news.
Right, wow.
So I was finally able to compose myself and email him yesterday at some point. I don't really remember.
Right.
And he sent this back to me today.
He's the bass player for Journey, right?
Yeah.
Is that what he plays?
Yeah, he was, yes.
Yeah.
Although they're still playing. They're still touring, right?
Still is.
And they're touring this year.
Yes,
right, this summer. This is a
check out your craft fair.
This is, I think they play the bigger room.
I think they do. Ross, I'm kidding, of course.
Ross Valerie writes this to Don. Dear Don, before every show, Dean the drummer and I say a prayer and decide who we are going to dedicate our performance to on that night. Usually it is for people in need. Our show on this Wednesday in Minneapolis will be dedicated to you and your family. And before I sing my song in the show, I will announce its dedication to the memory of Frida.
Uh-huh.
So if you at any time feel the inspiration or the need to call, please do so. May God bless you and keep you strong. Your friend and admirer, Ross Valerie. I really thought that was a good idea to read that. I thought it was important.
So nice.
When we come in each day, I'm wondering, you know, I'm sure that it's, you know, I'm sure that I'm done being astounded at what people are doing. And
I'm not.
It just keeps happening every day.
Astound me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Ellen.
This is who?
Ellen.
Ellen.
Ellen, how are you, Ellen?
I'm just a listener.
Love your show.
I don't think it's that Ellen does.
Damn.
I'm reasonably sure of that.
No,
language.
It's not that Ellen. I just wanted to say that I have been trying to call for a couple of days, and I haven't been able to, and have the same sentiments that I've heard over and over about our loss and your loss. And I just wanted to say that I have long felt that Frida has been, like, with all due respect, I've said to my husband many times, she's the best part of this show.
Okay. No, I could, you know, a lot of people, so many people have come out of the woodwork and shared that, and a lot of people, they shared it while she was still here, and we know that, absolutely, Ellen.
It almost felt like, you know, that's what I was listening for, was a conversation between Don and Frida. But anyway, it just struck me as a thought. I thought I might share with you. I heard somebody mention, you know, a class act. Definitely a class act. I never met her. I felt like I knew her, as so many folks have said. But she struck me as one of those people, kind of like Princess Diana or President Reagan's wife. When President Reagan died, it was like you watched her and you watched her go through the funeral and you thought, that's a class act.
She was a class act. There's no doubt about that. And
her head was smaller than Nancy Reagan.
Much smaller than Nancy Reagan. There's no question about that.
That's true of Frida in life as much as it was on the air. And it's interesting because there have been a couple of people who have said,
Frieda was the best part of the show. And what's interesting about that is she wasn't even on every day. That's the kind of presence, that's the kind of influence that she had on this program.
True. Joe, I don't know if you can get in touch with Ross again, but boy, I tell you, if they have that, that might be something just to keep off to the side for future reference. Dom, I, you know, I think really enjoy listening to that. To hear that, if they, I don't know if they record their concerts anymore or not. But
if not, Joe, just fly out to Minneapolis and bootleg it.
Just go. Take one of the handheld tape recorders, Joe. As a matter of fact, you're, we're going to book your flight right now.
FlyEye.com.
Let's go to TC. Is it TC in Baltimore? You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes, it's TC. I just wanted to mention briefly that I think the way you folks are handling coming back on the air and not just doing like a whole best of all week long, I think that's the right way to do it. And I was very impressed to see that you're not only on the air but talking about it and allowing us to talk about it. And I think that's really stand up.
And thank you. That's just what's good for everybody is what it is.
Definitely. I was very concerned that what was going to happen was that it would just be off the air and they would do best ofs all week, but I think this is really great. And the other point I wanted to make was about the privacy issue. I'm in law enforcement, and I feel very strongly about separating one's public life from one's private life. Now, I'm not a celebrity by any step of the imagination, but I do feel that it's very important to be able to be a private person away from what you do, especially if what you do is in some form public relations. And I was very surprised to hear that anybody would even want to show up at a place like that without having some kind of, you know, bond with the family to begin with.
Well, so you know, I appreciate that, TC. The thing is, you know, we're doing this really as a preemptive message to everybody.
Right.
We're
asking a favor.
Hey, look, you know what? I do have faith, but you know, when you do this for as long as we've done this, you never know. I mean, and it's just something where I'm passing that along. I agree with it. I think it's important to pass that information along. And, you know, when it comes down to it, I respect the people that listen to this show. And I think the word has gotten out. I think we've done a good job doing that. Let's say hi to Steve. Hi, Steve. How you doing? Is this Steve? No, that's the wrong one. Hold on a second, Steve. I want to put you on hold. I'm still figuring out this little thingy.
I'm just curious. Who is this on the line?
This is Steve. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Fine.
I just wanted to say that I actually had a chance to meet Frieda once. I don't know if Rob remembers or not, but when Don and Mike came out here to Sacramento to pay off a bet, that I was the one that met him that had the Don and Mike Bowl T-shirt on.
I still have the picture hanging in my office.
And I had a chance to meet Frieda and go up and say hello and shake her hand, and she was as gracious in every sense of the word, a lady. I think if you would look up the word lady in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of Frieda.
Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate the phone call. And, you know, even we allow things with this this one segment at the beginning of the show every day now. You know, we ignored the fact that his radio was screaming in the background.
Well, that's just typical, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
Where was he from?
Don't you know that I'm a little more cool and collected today, though?
Yes.
I had a trouble-free evening last night. The air conditioning is back.
Oh, good. It's fixed.
It is functioning.
Excellent.
Both zones.
Yes.
I even turned it down.
Hey, look at you.
Go on, turn it down.
I called Golden Boy Air Conditioning, and they came out and fixed me up. But the gas grill.
Do they have shiny shoes?
But now the gas grill's not working.
Well, it's not the grill itself. It's just the igniter, right?
The igniter. You know, here's the deal. Go figure. They told me. How ridiculous is this? They told me.
You?
I've got to put a cover on it.
No.
I thought you could just leave it out in the rain.
It's an outdoor grill, right?
What's the deal with that?
Isn't it stainless steel?
People are so hard on me.
How did it get stained?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Sean in Spokane. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for giving all of us callers the opportunity to get through and pay you back a little bit just for everything that you've given us over the years. And
we're feeling the love.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Do you know anything about igniters?
Yeah. He said it's rusted.
It rains all the time.
Are you still? Oh, he's still on the air. Hold on for me.
That is one rusty igniter.
And I'm sitting there and I'm working these buttons and they're
meat
hooks.
I feel I should ask you. This is the first
new technology like my iPod.
Oh, yes. How's that working out?
Fine.
You like it?
Thank you for asking.
You got
You'd laugh at the musical selections that I have on my iPod. It's an eclectic mix, is what it is.
God, everyone says that, don't they? That just means don't ask me. I don't want to tell you that I'm listening.
I would be embarrassed. Don't you know that eclectic is the is basically the new word of 2005?
Yeah, well,
you can use that to describe any uncomfortable situation too. How was the party? Well, it was a bit eclectic.
Yeah, there you go.
Your music selection is eclectic. That's easier than saying, oh yeah, there's some Tony Orlando on it.
Yeah, there's no Tony Orlando. Hello, Joy. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi. I wanted to say how sorry I was, obviously, for all of your loss, and I do hope people will respect the privacy there.
Thank you, George.
As well, I do know how important that is when you have a loss. And one of the things I wanted to relate, when I found out Monday, obviously turning on the radio, much like everyone else, I mean, I went home and cried like a baby, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners did.
That's what we hear.
One of the things, though, I've listened since I was, I mean, I grew up in the Baltimore, D.C. area, so I've listened forever, and the banter with, not just Don, but the banter with Bart, I was saying, I remember, you know, when I was pregnant a few years ago, listening to her, a best of segment with her and Bart when he was on the phone and Don was, I don't know, there. He was just a little kid at the time, Bart was, and I remember thinking, I wish I could be, and I hope that I can be as good a mom as she is. Him.
Thank you very much.
And Bart's taken good care of Don. When I talked to him today, he said that one of the reasons that he developed this plan for coming back is because Bart said to him at one point, okay, Dad, what's your plan? You always have a plan.
Right.
And and he's come to count on his dad. So he's keeping his dad going in that respect.
God
and that's good to hear.
That's, that's great. I didn't know that. That's good. That's new. That's new news to me.
She brings up what a great mom Frieda was, and it's so true. And I really, you know, one person who has been struck so hard by this is my wife, Carrie, who is like basically, Frieda was her best friend. Mm-hmm. And as for someone who takes care of two youngins and a senior citizen, Carrie doesn't have a lot of time to go out and visit and make friends. And Frieda was always there for her. Mm-hmm. And we will treasure all the mothering advice that, I mean, God, she got Carrie through so many situations. She just knows what to do. And
well, you know, we're all going to be responsible, not just for coming in and doing a radio show, but I think when the time comes, we're going to be responsible for, you know, being a friend. And one of the things to get back to doing on this show, we've done it in a very small way this week, but it's helped us a lot, is to get back and start laughing again. Because, you know, I think most of us are in this racket because we like to laugh anyway. We like to make people laugh. And, you know, that's one of the things that's going to be, Rob, that is your job. There, I've given you the assignment. And you too, Joe.
You know, it's
just be you though, Joe. That's all you have to do.
It was one of the things I said to Don last night. I said, I cannot wait to get you to laugh again.
Yeah,
and it's so true.
And I'm confident it's going
to
happen.
I'm ready to do it someday.
It will. Cindy in Bowie, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to call and just share something from my personal experience. I lost my mom when I was in college, and the worst feeling for me, and I think probably even for all of you, maybe shock. It was a terrible feeling to be doing something normal like brushing your hair, and then all of a sudden it just comes back to you and it hits you like in your stomach.
We talked about the waves. That's what
exactly. And just something from what I went through with my mother and losing my mother, who was my best friend, is that it does get better, and I feel like she is with me all the time, and that is such a comfort. And so I wish for all of you that comfort that I have, that you will feel her presence with you, that will give you some peace.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. That is one of the two things that I've told Don when I've spoken to him, is that she will be with you. It's not the way we analyze this. People that have these experiences that have gone through it on any level, with the loss of a parent, and a lot of people have lost parents that have called this week. And that is a truism, and it's there are not a lot of thoughts you offer when somebody's going into something like this, but one of those is the person is going to be with you forever, and that is true. And anybody that's lost a loved one, myself included, I know that. I know that for a fact, and that's some of the strength that I've tried to pass along, you know, to give Don strength, not some of the strength I've tried to pass along, but to tell him that she is going to be with you forever.
Absolutely.
True. It is true, If it's understood, it helps in some small way. It doesn't make it better right now, but it is going to get better with time, and the person will be with you. This looks like it might be one of the ones we were looking for yesterday, where it's somebody talking about something funny about Frieda's crap detector. This is Mark. Go ahead, Mark, please.
she by far had the best crab detector of any of you guys.
Wow.
I thought she was sort of the show's ombudsman.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't call in often, but when you guys got out of hand or were completely wrong on something.
When it was really over the top.
She put Don right in his place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I really can't wait for him to come back. And I know he's going to talk about all the people who've done great things for him. But what's going to be great is when he comes back and talks about all the people who during this were a pain in the butt.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate that. We're going to take a few more calls. I do want to mention every day at some point during the show, we will be having a best of segment with Don. That's going to be coming up in the next break. But we do have a few more folks that want to share with us, and we're going to let you do that. Hello, Rick. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, Don. I mean, Mike Buzz, Rob Hallow. Condolences to all. Mike, I just want to give you credit. For the past few years...
I'm not going to allow that.
I don't mean to hang up on you, buddy, but...
He meant well.
I know he did, but no, that ain't going to happen.
Started so well, too. Yeah. Such a nice speaker.
Hello, Wayne. You're on the Don and Mike Show. And I hope that guy understands why I did that.
And we thank
this ain't the time for that. Yeah. Wayne, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I won't give anything good credit to you anyway.
Thank you. Go. Go.
Hey, one of my favorite stories that I remember was when Don and Frieda first met, the way Don said it, that he finally got the courage to ask her out. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, can't we just be friends? And his comeback to it was great. No, I have enough friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would have been friends today if he had not had enough courage just to tell her no.
That's
and,
true.
And that draw her to him, and she's kept him in check, and that's... We feel a part of them because it's not a character on TV. This is real people that we hear their real lives from. And I wish there was a way that the rest of the listeners could show Don, like maybe going to a radio station and holding a candlelight vigil, something that show him that there is a lot of support out here throughout the United States,
even here in
Sacramento.
He knows.
He knows. And again, those addresses on the website.
Yeah,
do
that.
If you feel motivated to do something, go to those addresses do what the family wants them to do.
Yeah, I give them to you one more time. Worcester County Humane Society, in lieu of flowers, please make donations to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811, and all cards and letters sent to the Source Family Care, WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. That's where we want anybody that feels you have to give more, you have to express. That's where we want you to do it.
And I know,
mentioned that before.
I know we belittle correspondents in the past on this show. We make no secret of the fact that Don and Mike haven't actually signed a photo in years. But this is a time when we
when you bring that up.
I'm just kidding, of course.
Right.
But we will. All this stuff is being held carefully, and we will save it. And the moment it's appropriate, we will give it to Don. So this is—it's not going to be tossed away. If you want to send something, it'll get to the proper channel.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, you're on the air.
Gosh, hi guys.
Hey, hi.
First time, long time, and I just want to say one thing in memory of Fade, and I know it's not.
Yeah, I do hate that one too.
Yeah,
can you withdraw that remark?
Can you rescind that comment?
What comment's that?
The first time, long time.
I rescind that.
I hate that one. We all look the same way. Yeah. We just look like we ate bad yogurt when you said that.
But this is something
long time. Sorry, go ahead. Yes. I know you have something nice to say, so I'm going to let you say it.
I've always wanted to say, but just, I'm not a caller, but it's wanted to come out. This is for Frieda.
Yes.
God damn it, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure I understood that. Maybe his heart
again,
was
I think he meant well, but...
How about first time, last time?
hopefully never again.
Not a clue.
Well, that's it. I hope we do have one more. I'm going to get one more on the air before we
have
a break.
Let's do that.
Just a minute.
Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, if I have a favorite Frieda moment I'd like to share.
Go ahead.
You and Don were doing an Elvis impression one day, and it was getting kind of late in the show.
Was it Elvis to Elvis?
Yes.
Oh,
and
dear.
You guys could not
we
get out of it.
I stand by that bit. That's a great bit.
It is.
It was hilarious, but you could
thank
you. Get out of it. And she finally just called and told you guys to get out of it.
she ended the bit. So I had no end.
Thank you, Mike. Mike identified the great secret. You hear what he said there at the end? Yeah, you guys were doing a great bit. It was really hysterical, but you couldn't get out of it. And I think that was one of the times where she just called in and said, stop. It's fine. I know you've been going on. And that's the magic of Elvis to Elvis, that we've never known how to stop it.
It's fine.
That's the way it goes.
Stop it.
All right, we're going to take a short break, come back with, it's not a short break. Who am I kidding?
No, same length as all.
I mean, the directive was to keep it real. No, it's not. It's the same break it is every day on this show. We're going to come back, as I mentioned before. Yes, B.A., what? Why are you looking at me? What did I do?
Someone just called me an asshat.
Why?
Who? Why?
Because I'm answering the phones.
Why? Oh, you're answering the phones?
Yes.
Travis isn't answering the
phones
today?
Well, we both are.
Is it more you than, just out of curiosity, is it more you than Travis?
It's both of us.
You look flustered.
I am.
Yes.
Well, this one guy couldn't even get his thought through over to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
You know what that is? That's the show returning to normal.
Yes, it is.
It really is. Yeah. She comes in with her hair messed up.
And he screamed it at me.
Yeah.
Did you scream Matthew, who's on the line here?
No, but did you notice I didn't put Sean's information up saying don't go to him?
Is this, so is Travis screamed Matthew then, right?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, good. Then I'll take the call.
Okay, good luck.
Hello.
Good luck.
Hello, Matthew. I'm just kidding, B.A.
We got you covered.
You know, I love you. Hi, Matthew. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. This is kind of an obscure one, but back when you guys were before syndication, and when a contestant would win a prize, and you'd say, you know, what station did you call? And they'd say WJFK, and then you'd say, how do you spell that? And, oh, WJFK. Well, then, when you got the syndication...
Another brilliant comedic concept that we had, yes. I remember how brilliant that was.
Boy, if you could say that as Elvis.
Let him get to the punchline.
Okay, well, when you get to the syndication, then... You'd say, Dynamite Show, or, you know, who'd you call? Dynamite. How do you spell that? And then people would get flustered, whatever. My girlfriend was in the car, and she said, they should be saying, and who's in that? Not how do you spell it. And I said, nah, just let them do whatever. And then Frida called and said, you guys should be saying, and who's in that?
Okay, please enjoy the upcoming
Jesus
segment.
Christ, I'm totally confused by that. I'm sorry.
Yes,
thank you for the transition music. We're all done. Hey, Travis, I stood by you on that one. After I gave, see, that's because I give BA a hard time about the phone calls right there.
Now they're even.
What in the name of God was he talking about?
Let's pretend it never happened.
Were you around when all that? See, I
know what he's
like
talking about, but
what's going on?
Yeah, no, I understood him. It just really wasn't worth the time, and it certainly isn't worth the autopsy.
You know, you'd probably be able to decipher that if you were wearing your pewter, and Rob had this, your pewter shoes.
Oh,
Travis, what the? Travis, you've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
If I haven't told you that great job these last few days, what the hell was that all about?
A little bit more.
Cohesive.
Coherent,
I should say, right.
You know, I have BA yelling in the back about some guy calling our ass hat, so I was just like, I kind of half listened to what he was saying.
Well, during the commercial break, Joe will tell you how to work back there with BA.
My favorite comment so far,
yes.
Everyone that calls in, they say, hey, Joe, and I say, not Joe.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I just want to call and say, and I'm just like, thank you.
Thank
just
you,
keep
Travis.
Clown head.
Thank you, Travis.
Great story.
All right, we will adhere to the same rules with Travis that we do with Joe, and now Joe is on. And now it's official. And this is the
everybody.
Many phases of when I'm trying to steer the. Buzz is laughing because he knows it's true. But
I'll
now
be over here.
It's completely out of. Yes, Joe. Everybody, come on, pile on.
I just want to vouch for Travis. It probably worked better in rehearsal.
Okay, thank you. Stay with that macrame.
It's transitional music again.
Oh, man.
The preceding never happened.
All right, we need a palate cleanser. The best of segment today will be coming up. Does it feature Dennis?
Mostly Don and a little bit of Dennis.
Mostly Don, a little Dennis coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower, he's a passer. His mind is ahead of what the defense is, and if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay. Yeah!
Huge compliment.
You know,
Joe Namath, part of the
four-decade
team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right.
Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy. Yeah.
two dazzling urbanites, Don and Mike.
Paul McGuire. Yeah. I always forget that part at the end. But, yeah, Curtis Hammy. Yeah.
Struggling.
Paul McGuire, Bob Dole. There you go. I want to mention to everybody that later on in the show today, we are going to be playing a game.
No good.
And you could win something very big from Independence Air, like a trip to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Or anywhere they fly. This summer, don't pay ridiculous gas prices and spend hours on the road. Go to FlyEye.com. Low fares and convenience schedules. Be sure to join the iClub with FlyEye.com. Flying is the new driving.
Because so many people, when they want to take a flight, they just end up struggling.
Struggling and I want to kiss you.
Struggling.
Yeah!
Independence Air, go your own way. Yes, we as we get through this week, we will be playing a game. It'll be the first game we've played. Mm-hmm. We don't normally play games, all of us together. We're going to figure it out as we go. And it's a fun game. Rob, we were discussing that game, and I think it's going to be the kind of game you may enjoy.
Fun is the best kind.
Yes. Those Burbank's outfit by Captain Mercury.
That's right, with his pewter slippers.
I have it on good authority. The game may be called...
I don't have it ready yet.
Oh. You don't?
No.
Yeah. See if you
something
can.
Clever.
Now, see, now I want it. Now, now that
let's name it.
See,
now.
You can't offer me something and then take it away like that. I want it. Now he's to. Here, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The game may be called.
Yes.
Fact or BS.
That's going to be a good game. How's that again?
Fact or BS.
I'm looking forward to it.
It should be a lot of fun.
And maybe we'll give you some Tower Records gift cards, too. That should be fun. All right. We want to keep Don's presence on the show before he comes back. And we do send our prayers out to the family. And we know what a tough time they're going through. And this is, I think, the best idea that anybody ever came up with to keep him alive on the show and keep him going. And this is a best of segment that concerns our old friend Dennis Murphy.
Ah.
Dennis Murphy. And the debut of his fabulous album, One Hand, One Heart. We're going to listen to some Don now on the Best of Don and Mike.
Some of the songs that we have on here, and I'm not going to have time to play them all, but we do have Close to You by the Carpenters, Every Breath You Take by the Police. I have to hear Love Will Keep Us Together. Could It Be I'm Falling in Love by the Spinners? Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady. Oh, What a Night.
Yeah, I see duets on here.
Yeah. Now, who do you sing duets with?
This girl named Kelly Kofu. She works at KCJJ in Iowa City.
Oh. All right, so let's preview this now. Dennis, when will your album One Hand, One Heart be available?
Hopefully within a week, because I have to make a final edit. RJ and Brad have to make a final edit.
Raymond Diaz, Mr. French, is making doing your editing?
Yes, and Brad from KCJJ.
And as I look at the cover, it's a beautifully done photograph of Dennis wearing some kind of conquistador outfit, a tuxedo, and the girl is up on a branch of a tree, and you're reaching out to her.
Yes. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And I have a microphone holding, I'm holding the microphone with my thumb.
Yeah, the composition of that photograph is, I just hope the songs are composed as well.
Well, you might remember, it was a couple of months ago, Dennis was last in here, and you did a little karaoke for us.
Yeah.
Right. And at that time, he unveiled the plans that, in fact, he was going to make an album of contemporary standards.
Dennis Murphy, One Hand, One Heart.
Not to be confused with his Dennis Murphy Have a Merry Effing Christmas album.
Right. And so many songs on here, such a great value.
There
for
are
people.
14 different cuts. Let's preview them now, shall we?
I have one call. No.
I want to tell you something right now. The quality might surprise you.
Oh.
This is a duet.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever.
What? Now, Dennis, don't sing along. Let us just hear your performance on its own, please. Okay.
Some sweet talking girl from the love, singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong, girl, strong.
I want to tell you something. She's dragging you down.
Yeah.
She
is dragging you down. Oh, yeah, Mike, I'm sorry.
There you go. I wanted to offer commentary on this fabulous album.
I didn't mean to turn your microphone off.
I'm so excited, but I couldn't agree more. I mean, what are you doing with that Deadwood?
I don't know, Mike.
I mean, really? I mean, you're a virtuoso. How'd she get on there?
Let's go with a love song.
Okay.
Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady.
That's good.
Good audio.
from the album One Hand, One Heart.
For the kinds that you give me.
Okay.
The memories are all in my mind.
Dennis, don't speak. Let us just soak it in.
Come on, calm down, Dennis. You're sweating.
And now that we come to the end of our rainbow, the conquer, I must say out loud.
I tell you, this is well produced.
You once, twice.
You know, you don't get that kind of hiss on most normal. That tape is.
Who's handling paying the licensing fees to the karaoke company?
I am.
You are, okay. Yeah. Let's go with 1963, Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons.
Now this is an up-tempo number.
Here you go, baby. Let's rock the house.
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy, the album is One Hand, One Heart.
Hey, someday, don't forget, tip your waiters and waitresses.
Oh, what a night.
You jump in early again? Yeah, you did.
I think he was on beat, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have the same intro as the regular record?
No, it doesn't have the boom.
Right.
Boom. You know, as a matter of fact, let's do a very quick comparison.
That's a good idea.
I think I just happen to have...
I just thought he was a little early.
Disc number 6. Hold on, give me a second. I think you can compare it to the original. There you go. Well, it's great to be a DEEJAY. You always got the tunes available. Now, you tell me which is better. Here's the original. Alright, it sounds a little better. It was done in Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, who needs Hollywood?
Here's Frankie Valli.
Oh, what a
okay,
night.
So I think he is right.
Late December back in 63.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
And
sorry, Dan.
Here he goes. And.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, wanted to pick it up at the same spot. I want to do like a mix here,
right?
Between you and Frankie Valli. Run them together, I guess. Try this one more time. Okay.
Is this fair to Frankie Valli?
Hey, is it fair to Dennis Murphy?
Hold on, reset.
Give me one second. I'm wasting time on this. We should be hearing other songs.
Not a
wave. Here we go. Now they should both be queued up together.
Why don't you start them both from the beginning?
Because Dennis doesn't have the... Okay, hold on. Just start Frankie Valli. Okay, now...
You just reset it.
I reset it, okay.
You need to pause.
It's pretty close.
Perfect.
Different. Never mind.
How about Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? Could we hear that one?
You got it. By the Spinners?
Yeah.
Cut number... don't worry, I've got the song, but I won't try to match them
up. Cut number 4, Don.
Cut number 4.
Is anybody going to clean up that hiss?
I will. WHUR, good afternoon. My name is Tony. I'm here to F for your mind and F for your radio. And now here, major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Since I met you, I've begun to feel so strange.
Oh, God.
Every time I see your name,
might be my picture.
I just wonder you say that you are so helpful too, that you could know what to do. Oh, each night I play, there will never come a day.
You might be when you jumping to conclusions. What's the edit that needs to be made? That could fix it, right?
And you feel the same way too.
What is the edit?
Okay.
Now, Robbie, what are you talking about?
No, he mentioned before that there's going to be an edit made before it's released. I'm curious what the edit is.
Oh.
You don't know?
You don't know.
No.
No, you don't.
Doesn't
know.
Need any edit.
No, don't be sorry.
Let me just say, if you happen to be one of the lucky ones to buy this album, you're going to cradle this CD.
Yeah.
You're going to want to carry it with you before you... Well, it takes a long time to cue these.
You know, the fact is, you'll need one in the car, you'll need one at home, you'll need one if you have two cars in every vehicle.
God damn, does this thing ever cue up? Did you give me a working copy here?
And give them as gifts.
Well, all I know is that once you finally get it, you're going to look at this CD and you're going to say, "Hi, friend. You know why? With Dennis Murphy, one hand, one heart, you've got a friend."
When you're down.
Oh, Dennis.
And troubled.
This could be the one.
And you need a helping hand. And nothing is going right.
Oh, listen, I need a towel over here.
Close your eyes and think of me.
I need some Kleenex.
And soon I will be there.
Jesus, this is moving.
To brighten up even your darkest night.
Why go back to the studio and do anything to it? It's good the way it is.
You just call out my name.
Dennis, you're making me too melancholy.
No, but
I've got to hear you rock out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to hear you rock out.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I love the Police.
Okay.
It's great. And I don't know, you know, for all I know, this could be that the rap song, you know. Every day we pray for you. Every day we pray for you. But I bet it's the Police.
Every breath you take.
Yeah.
Every move you make.
Perfect key. Perfect pitch as usual.
Every bond you break. Every step you take. I'll be watching you.
Dennis, forget the edit. You can't polish your turd. That's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Let's say it is. You can't improve on perfection.
Sure.
Or you can't polish a turd.
You know... If you listen, you got a friend at 30 seconds, you hear me go...
Which cut?
Number 12 at 30 seconds.
We've already heard you've got a friend.
I know, but if you go 30 seconds in...
No, we've already
heard
you. You're paying tribute to Elton John here.
Yeah.
This one's for you.
It's a little bit funny.
Great choice.
The feeling inside.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those who can...
I like listening to this. How about you?
This is a good listen.
I don't have much money, but... So if I did... I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Hey, way to go, Dennis. You stayed on the key.
A little more of it, Robbie?
Yeah,
I'd like to hear number one.
Number one? Oh, the Carpenters. Now,
I bet this is the single, isn't it?
He did this one on our show. He karaoke'd it.
Oh.
Ladies, get ready to start vomiting.
Why, goober?
suddenly appear.
Not a put down, you know, she was that anorexic bulimic. Yeah.
Like you. You are near.
I'm over. I'm over.
Just like me. They long to be.
There's a melody in there somewhere.
Dennis, how is the working environment? Because you're more tentative on this than you were on the Christmas album. I have to wonder, were they working against you in the studio? Or
no, it was someone.
Rob, I have to disagree. That's your opinion. I think he's attacking these songs like he's never attacked before. I don't know what you're listening to. I really don't.
Neither do I.
I am personally offended. You're gone.
Mike, I must agree. And let me say, not one, not two,
right.
Not three, four stars.
Wow. Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Well, four stars. You, and I love Kelly. What's your last name?
Kofa. Kofa.
What?
Kelly Cofer?
Cofer.
Kelly Sofer.
Cofer.
Kelly. She's an enormous sound.
Love.
How old is this bitch?
Think of me, babe, whenever.
Oh, does she sing better? I like, Don, can we hear that?
Uncle, please.
There you go.
You also get...
Order before midnight tonight, and we'll throw in. We're just having a pad now because the CD is apparently, Dennis, a bad dub.
Oh,
it's taking all this time to redo.
Unbelievable.
Another duet with Kelly Sofa. Ladies and gentlemen, song stylings of Dennis Murphy.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Not bad, Dennis.
Unforgettable. So near or far.
Oh, God.
Damn.
That's the song of love that clings to me.
I think it's been said she's holding you back.
Yeah.
Really, she is holding you back, Dennis.
Well, I feel good at solo.
How did this happen?
Who asked you to bring a girl into this, Dennis?
Oh, I thought maybe a duet would sound good, but I feel good as a thing. No, but
Kelly gets in the way of that police scanner you use to find the melody.
All right, hold on a second. Let me try this now. And... I got the real Captain Antonio going in the background. See, don't be fooled.
But I really love you. I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love.
She easy on the eyes.
Very easy?
Really? I was thinking about her.
No.
You slept with her? That's probably why she's on the house.
You belong to me now. Ain't gonna
Now we've got
harmony. Well, harmony, Dennis.
This is a gutsy call, Ted. I mean, really, it's a rearrangement.
I applaud you.
I love you, and I'll meet you then.
Just stop.
Stop.
I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart.
This is a killer album.
Yes.
This is a killer album.
What
we're done.
I will. I will.
I will.
I will.
Yeah, and great instrument. Who are you, musicians? I know it's a karaoke guy.
Thank you, the real captain, and he'll sound good.
Cause I really love you.
I've been thinking about you better.
Love you.
Look in my heart and there's love to give. Whatever.
Whatever.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
Yeah, you nailed it. You bet. How many minutes did you spend in the studio to get this?
Seconds. 6 hours total.
6 hours?
Well, it goes. The proof is in the pudding.
Sure is.
The album, one hand, one heart.
6 hours of studio time.
Yeah.
Produces what is, in my opinion, the best work that Dennis Murphy's ever done for me.
If you buy only one CD this year, I hope you've already bought it. Dennis, a kid because I love, where can we buy this?
You can go to DennisMurphy.com. The CD is on there now, available for purchase.
The advance sales must be, overwhelming.
I got 10 so far, and it's $9.95 plus $3.95 chicken handling.
What is the total, Dennis? Don't play that game.
$13.90.
Good dial position, good price.
$10.95 and
$3.95.
$14.90.
Not five.
I think $13.90. Don't pay. He's always been jealous of you. You know that. Don't pay attention to Rob. He's jealous of you.
Do you want this for your record or no?
Yes. Well, you know what? I'd like one of the produced ones autographed.
Oh, you want to buy one?
No.
Oh.
I want one free.
Okay. I've got the edited copy. I'll get you one. Okay.
I just hope you're gonna remember your friends
when you get to the big time.
You will get a mention. Gone in Light.
Thank you.
And maybe a gold
you
record. Hey, thanks for throwing us the bone, thought we had something to do with
it. I have a P.O. box. Go ahead. Okay. The P.O. box is 1016 Beltsville, Maryland. 20704. That's P.O. 1016 Beltsville, Maryland, 20704.
And will this price hold through Christmas?
Through Christmas. It's a year-round price.
Very good.
Year-round price. There, yeah. Here he is, entrepreneur, singer, lover, Dennis Murphy.
And I'd like to thank Vlad, and I'd like to thank Vlad for producing, and RJ was hopefully the
final editor. And Kelly Sofa.
And Kelly Sofa.
Who's an enormous
years
talent.
You've been around radio, Dennis.
It's been 99 for 4 years.
Four years in the making. 6 hours in the making.
Okay. That's Dennis, you got to leave now. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Great appearance,
thanks, Dennis.
Great album.
And y'all have a good summer.
Thank you, Dennis.
You
great job, as usual.
Talk to you when we get back from vacation.
Oh, God.
I know you're sweating very much.
Bye, Dennis.
Really extra double sweaty. Thanks for letting those guys eat the stuff off your feet and your back and your armpits today.
Thanks, Dennis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Congratulations.
See ya. Bye, Dan.
Congratulations.
Come on. Bye.
Congratulations.
Now, listen, I know a lot of you out there. I can see the screen. You're calling right now. Please make it stop. I hate this.
Oh, please. What's wrong?
What are they? You've reached an all-time low.
Oh,
I want to tell you something, and I don't give a rat's ass if I'm the only person in the world that loved it. I love mixing the Captain Antonio with Dennis Murphy.
Great. That was great.
That's funny.
Yeah, and don't think you're on an island with that one.
And, we didn't even hear My Way.
Right, or The Way We Were.
Right.
Okay? We want to leave something.
Or, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh, my God.
There was like 4 or 5 cuts we didn't get to.
It's incredible.
You have the set list, Mike?
Yeah, The Way We Were, My Way, You've Got a Friend, Unforgettable, When a Man Loves a Woman, Your Song, Oh, What a Night, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', Three Times a Lady Loved Me, Tender Could It Be, I'm Falling in Love, Love Will Keep Us Together, Every Breath You Take, and Close to You. It's just
Don and I have birthdays coming up.
Okay,
that's the greatest Smiths album.
Unforgettable.
Oh, yes. And now, as we segue from that wonderful best of segment,
The horror of this live radio is coming to mind now. Yes.
Unforgettable.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Kelly Sofa.
Is that what her name is?
I think that's what we called her.
Was that 2003?
Let me check the copyright.
2003?
Yeah, 2003. And, wow. You know, we know her as Kelly Sofa. You know her as the town pump.
Oh, God.
The jar.
The town jar. She is. Well, we enjoyed that. I hope you did too. Each and every day until our buddy and team leader comes back, Don, we're going to play a best of segment with Don, and they will not all feature Dennis Murphy. I guarantee. Please. That is back. I think it's back long enough ago where Dennis was actually in some small way contributing to the broadcast.
Yeah.
Before he slowly fell into the abyss of constantly taking and taking and taking.
Yeah, he's deep in the abyss now.
He is in the abyss. But that's Dennis Murphy. I think the album is still for sale. And we were watching during that. I don't think we made... Did we make references to the album cover at all during that segment?
Yes, you did.
The composition of it.
Yes. It's conquistador like suit.
Yeah, he's got the tuxedo. But the whole... You know, when you, I'm not a photographer, but you look at the composition. Dennis is jammed down into the lower right-hand corner, uh-huh. And there's this chick sitting up on a tree. And it's just... The photo's all wrong.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it doesn't do that incredible physique of Dennis Murphy justice.
It doesn't do an album of this quality.
And justice. The woman looks sedated.
Let me tell you the best thing about that, though. The best thing about playing that best of segment.
Yeah.
Sitting here, you don't have the sweaty Dennis next to you while you're listening to that.
It's a lot of fun when you really can, you know, just watch as an observer and not have to be there at the time.
Well, when we come back, and thanks to Don for that, our prayers go out to him, and we're going to mention that as many times as we need to mention that all week long, and you know, until he's back with us. We will come back, and I do have a few things to tell you about that I didn't get to yesterday with my incessant rambling about my vacation, and we will do some feet talking. I love talking about feet.
Well done.
Yes, Rob, your feet in particular, when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Noted Caucasians, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, Robbie, I love talking fat stuff with you. I really do. And I miss it gets around to that almost every day. We go
we
back
relate,
and forth.
Don't we? Yeah.
Fucking suits. You know, take them in, take them out. Let them out. Let them out again.
Let them out. Let them out.
One more time.
Yeah. Bring in another bolt of fabric.
Thank you, Mr. Men's Taylor. Thanks so much. Anyway, we're back on the Don and Mike Show. I do want to mention once again that in lieu of flowers, the family of Don wants to... all donations to be made to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. And cards and letters should be sent to the Source Family Care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, 22030. Our prayers go out to Don, and during this incredibly difficult week for all of us, we know it's tougher than anyone can imagine for him. And we wish him get through this. Get through it, be strong, and we're all with you, and we got your back. That's what I said to him today. Look who called during the commercial break when we were playing his little best of segment. Let me try this one. Hold on just a second. Here we go.
I didn't know he was allowed to call this.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dennis. Dennis,
hey, Mike, how you doing?
Dennis, can you hold on just a second because I got something really special for you. Can you hang on for a minute?
Okay,
hold on.
Can you put him on mold?
Yeah, just for a moment.
No. Put them on hold there. Yeah, you know, we've all been talking about how we deal with this, and last night one of the things my girlfriend's boss was having a dinner for his birthday, and it started with I'm not going to come by. I don't feel like doing it. I'm not going to come by. And then it progressively went from I'm not going to come by to okay, I'll stop by the restaurant and I will drop in and just shake his hand, say best wishes and stuff.
Sure.
Then it became okay. What I'll do is maybe I'll have a glass of wine.
Thought about your liver lately,
and then of course I had the glass of wine. Uh-huh. And as many of you know, in my life when I have one, and there's another one available. And you know, it was a free meal, and I found myself having a third.
Your liver lately.
You know, it's we all cope in different ways,
of course,
familiar with a certain way of dealing with things. But I noticed we're sitting at the at this table because I finally say,
yeah, what the hell.
I'll go have some food that I
and, to go with the wine.
To go with the wine, and I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking what I normally don't drink. I don't drink red wine, and but I drank red wine last night
in copious amounts.
For me, no, not necessarily. It was a reasonable amount of wine, but I'm looking. We're sitting there. I think there was one, two, three, four, five of us. There were five of us, and this young lady sitting across the table from me, who I didn't know real well, and in back of her was a mirror. And as I'm talking to her, I'm looking at her, and she said something, and then I said something, and smiled. And as I smiled, I looked at my teeth, and my teeth resembled, I can't even describe it. It was this shade of complete black blue, where the stain, you know, the wine stain, you ever get the wine stains on your teeth?
No, I didn't know that it, that happened.
Yeah, red wine will stain your teeth. Well, maybe it's because I've got this one here, and this one here has kind of been damaged over the years, so it was a very interesting shade of blue. And then the self-consciousness, I tried actually carefully to go, yeah, that's fine, I understand. I understand what that is, and I'm trying to
talk.
I lean over to Carla, and I said, "Are my teeth blue?" And she said, "Yeah, they are blue." I said, "She said, dip your napkin in the water glass and try to rub them." And as I rubbed the teeth, it was the grape, the blue. Anybody that's had red wine.
I'd never known that.
But I'm very curious if there is. Well, you just drink beer, right?
That's all.
I just drink cases and cases of beer.
And my teeth.
You're not a red wine guy. Strike me as like that fancy, you know, silver shoot, pewter shoot red wine guy.
No, I don't drink a lot of wine.
You don't drink wine?
No, I don't.
What do you drink?
Well, I like the vodka.
That's all you drink now?
If I'm drinking, that's what I'm drinking.
Well, red wine, I got news for you. It stains your teeth, and it stains your teeth to the extent where you can't unstain your teeth until maybe the morning after. It has to fade off of your teeth. I have this one right here, and this one right here is called bonding. It's where I had a chipped tooth from playing hockey, and it's not the real stuff, and it's like the stuff that sticks if you chew gum. It's that kind of dental work that you get, and so it's a little bit blue right there.
Maybe it has particular to certain kinds of
red wine. Hold on a second. Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
I'm still there.
Right, please hold on for just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I wish they'd given us red wine in grade school because they gave us a red dye tablets to chew on and then to practice brushing if you could get all the red dye off.
I don't know if there's any way to get rid of it, but I could not get rid of it. Yeah. I felt like a complete asshat sitting there, but I didn't want to be there anyway, and I drank the wine, and at the end of the night, I probably shouldn't have been there because I didn't feel like it.
Right.
And I went home, and my teeth were blue, and it sucked, and the week sucked.
But the house was cool.
The house was cool.
That's true.
Thank God for the house being cool. Let's take a phone call from Jamie. You're on the air. Jamie, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, guys. You guys are doing an awesome job holding it together this week.
What can we do for you, Jamie?
How are you doing on your weight loss?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually doing. When I came back from vacation, I dropped. I think the last I checked before vacation, I'd lost 18 pounds.
Wow, that's good.
And I'm going to tell you the whole story. I gained 7. On the vacation.
Oh, wow.
Because I went up to Maine, and it's seafood, and it's lobster, and it's all that stuff.
But still a net loss of 18 overall?
No. I mean, I gained it back, and now I am down 17. I got back because I got back on track when I got back. But the thing is, I'm up there, and I'm saying to myself, I actually am going to buy the food stuff that you're supposed to eat on this diet. And I'm not going to mention the name of the diet because I kind of do my own thing on this. Mm-hmm. But I buy the right food the first time I get up to my house up in Maine. I'm up there, you know, with the rustic cabin and the bad shower and all that stuff.
Right.
And I'm buying the right stuff, and I'm planning the whole time. And then the first morning I wake up, my nephew's up there, and down in the pantry downstairs, cereal collection was this just amazing, really neat. And I'm not supposed to eat like the big sugary. It wasn't.
Vacation was hard that way.
Well, the cereals were kind of healthy. They were kind of like. There was one that was kind of gay called Blueberry Morning.
Oh my!
But man,
Blueberry Morning.
Blueberry Morning. I had 3 bowls of it.
It'll stain your teeth,
though. And that'll gain the weight back. You know, I mean, really, this is just an advice for fat people like myself. Mm-hmm. You're dieting. You might want to avoid avoid the three bowls of cereal in the morning. You might want to stick with one.
Now,
turn him off.
Have a jelly donut.
And then
fill it with chocolate twirl ice cream.
But that's, I can take you literally through exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
And I can do that now, and I feel okay about that, because the fact is that I've gotten back. I made some more progress since I came back. But the slow process, the slow descent towards what I call food addiction.
Oh, no.
It starts with the blueberry morning. And then mm-hmm. I said, okay, this was, you were hungry. There wasn't anything in the house. You hadn't made your really big rendezvous to the grocery store. You didn't get all the healthy stuff that you're supposed to get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. I did use the fat-free milk, you know, the skim milk on the cereal. But it's still, I'm not counting like I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to count and know everything that I'm putting in my body. And I didn't do that. Where it went bad was, I mean, I looked in the book that I'm supposed to look at, this little diet book, that says, you know, if you eat like a lobster roll, which they have up there, which is the greatest thing in the world, and it doesn't have a lot of mayo in it, you're okay, and it's so many points. It's that everybody knows what I'm talking about who's done that diet. But the problem was, as the week progressed, and as I was around there, my girlfriend, even though she is younger than I am, has been policing me to the point of occasionally saying, you know, you can't, and, you know, she doesn't literally take food out of my mouth,
but very helpful.
But she knows this backwards. She's done it for 3 years. Right. She knows what's going on with it, and she's not around. I'm up there with my kids, and where it really happened was I took my kids out to this little restaurant in Maine, this little roadside stand that I always go to. It has so many good fried things. Now, if this is I've been going to this place for 20 years, and my kids, the thing that's great about it is right in back when it got really popular, and what it is, it was an ice cream stand that turned into a food stand that turned into an incredible, like, food place where everybody, all the locals go up there.
Lots of people there all the time.
I was struggling. I was totally struggling. But I did okay until this one day. I'm there with my kids. We order food. I order the right thing I'm supposed to eat, this little lobster sandwich. I don't order any side dishes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids get done eating. And, you know, there's 10 and they're 8. And they're not big kids. They don't chow down a lot, and they leave a lot of food like a lot of kids do. And
kids,
I'm looking at them, and we're in this little dining hall. It's like a cafeteria hall. It's not a fancy place at all. But in the back, of course, all they want to do is go to the playground.
Sure.
As soon as they're done eating. So I said to them, and I'm looking at the kids, and I'm looking at their French fries, these piles of, you know, Everest piles of French fries they have. And I said, go ahead, no problem at all.
Run along,
Catherine, yeah, take Elizabeth down to the playground. Daddy'll be all right right here.
Take Elizabeth and your sister French fries.
It's devious, because I'm sitting there the whole time. I know exactly what's going to happen.
You're plotting.
Seven steps ahead of what's going to happen. I know. I'm out of control, but I'm in control of being out of control. I know how it's going to work. So they go, as soon as I say playground, they bolt out this back door into the back of the playground. And it's very, very cool for them to have this place to hang out at. And there are people all around me having lunch with their families. It's a very popular spot. And I look, hey, there go the lights. Here. Are we on the air? Yes.
We hold two times. We are on the air.
Man, we just had one of those good old-fashioned thunderstorms here again. Does that always happen to us?
Yeah, and you know what's great is that Fairfax is so folksy, they still have so many of their power lines above the ground
where the lightning can hit them.
We just got a lightning hit at the radio station that is killing us, man.
Did that sound as good in your headphones as it did in mine?
Well, you know, when you can almost feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up, you know it's pretty... Man, that's one of the best we've ever gotten.
We lost all light, all everything.
Maybe now you'll stick to your diet.
Was that a message?
If you're tuning in around the country, thunderstorms in the Washington, D.C.
Make sure you're careful.
So I'm seven steps ahead, and I'm looking at these two cartons. They're these styrofoam, nothing but the best for my kids. Styrofoam cartons of food. They've eaten maybe half of their sandwich.
Yes.
Elizabeth had a, what is that?
This is the music for you and the French fry.
Just keep talking.
What is this? I'm trying to...
Is that supposed to be my stomach?
No, it's John.
You're
moving him.
Okay, it's appropriate. So, sitting across from me is a half-eaten, kid-sized cheeseburger. And sitting to the right, immediately, is a almost totally unfinished grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
And next to them are two enormous piles of French fries.
Mountains of fries.
And I find myself looking up at the people around me.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, what the F are they going to do? You know, are they going to tackle me or anything like that?
Right, no.
And I look, and there's this one particular woman who's sitting there with, I thought she had 15 kids at the table, and she's staring at me for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was watching to see if I was going to take the food. And I I don't know why she was looking at me. Maybe I had something in my nose. But I reached over, and I kind of walked my finger over to the styrofoam and slide it a little ways back to me, and I eat one. I eat one French fry, and I push the plate back.
Way to go.
I ended up, at a certain point, pulling over the entire tray in front of me.
The whole tray?
And I did it like I was pretending to arrange the table. Like I'm straightening. I'm like,
so you're doing a playlist.
And oh, so,
I mean,
these are all signs of addiction.
Look, yeah. I mean, I felt like a heroin addict.
Clearly.
I swear to God, I'm sitting there, and I'm doing the arranging of the table, and I don't know whether these people even had any idea what I was doing, but I felt like the whole room was staring at me, and I had to somehow fake it. And I casually moved the styrofoam over, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just going, okay, let's just get this, and take a big bite of the cheeseburger, and we'll do it like that. I ended up completely eating the cheeseburger, the grilled cheese, and both plates of French fries. This was an orca, pig out, disgusting, embarrassing,
struggling.
I was such an ass. I mean, and I was, and they came back, and my kids, they were on the playground. They didn't care.
Of course not.
At that point, it's, all the food's in the trash. And, you know, the big thing I began to say on the entire vacation, you kids done with that? So that's 7 pounds.
This was a dining accident.
But you know, it's okay because you got right back on it, and you're still down.
Are you doing the same thing I'm doing, BA? Are you doing the same diet?
Stealing children's food.
They didn't want it. It's not stealing if they're done with it.
And you paid for it.
Yeah, I did pay for it.
I did want to know how much weight they lost on the vacation.
They can use a little weight on their bones, to be honest.
They're both down 3 pounds.
They could gain a little bit.
But you know, I've got a daughter too. What they eat like a tater tot, and they're good for 2.5 days.
A
I don't
lot
know
of
how
kids.
They do it.
Some kids obviously, you know, have weight issues if they're eating the wrong things. But my, you know, I read an article one time that says kids will eat what they can, and
right.
That's what they're all about. And that's why I think really...
Not in my house.
Any lunch, one French fry. That's
said,
more than adequate for the growing daughter.
Everything you said, the plotting and planning to get the food, to get the kids out of the way so you could get to the food, this is all severely addictive behavior, just as you had predicted it would be.
Well, I mean, I
was
no
skeptical.
Secret to the fact that I have addictive behavior.
Before the show, you said I'm going to talk about food addiction, and I was skeptical. I thought, well, you know, no, you're not addicted. Well, now that I hear that, you're addicted.
I am addicted. Yeah. I'm doing all right.
Did the kids want to go to the playground, or did Daddy suggest
it? No, they liked it, because I said, we're going to go to the restaurant. We're going to go to the restaurant where we have the merry-go-round thing. And
you
the
can
swings.
Eat as much as you want for 4 minutes.
Now go. Go. Get out of here. But, the vacation, as I mentioned yesterday, was not bad. I actually had a pretty good time, gained the weight, and then this is what I was told, is that when you go back on it,
mm-hmm.
when you go back on that regular nutritional program, that the weight's going to come back off. And so far, although I blew it again a little bit last night, it's one net pound gained for the entire time.
Well, that's not bad. Vacations are hard. You know, going to visit family in Kansas, and older people seem to like foods that are made with flour and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
There was a lot of ice cream and pie and stuff like that. And it was all delicious and wonderful. And you should give yourself a treat every once in a while, but it's hard to eat healthy on vacation.
Yes.
That's what I learned.
Every
have
once
some
in a
popcorn.
While, you should have a treat. I like to have mine.
I'm not
going to
give him the plug, but somebody brought us popcorn.
Yes.
That is so nice.
And it's the nice kind in the big tin with three flavors.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it.
Good for you.
Good for you, Mike.
Push that French fry away.
I'm not going to do it.
How's your feet, Rob?
You know, I did have feet issues over vacation.
Really?
Yeah. Mike gives me a hard time all the time.
That's a setup right there.
And
how's your feet?
I hardly noticed.
How's your feet doing?
Softball. And, you know, you give me a hard time because I wear my Birkenstocks. And not just because they're German. This is a quality piece of footwear.
Well, here is the deal. Yesterday, Julie Fulman, I believe, was making a comment about your lovely new Birkenstock sandals.
Yeah, here, let me show you.
You know, sandals, these, I've never been...
I've gone to a new style. These are suede, and they're like more formal, I suppose.
Those look good without a foot in them.
You could put a Cuban family on that, and they could ferry their way over to the United States to get a... What size are those?
This is 100. Funny. They're literally size 46.
They are, look.
Well, no, what's the American size?
13 and a half wide.
Oh, Jesus.
And they are...
Look at the size of those.
For my hams, these suit me. These
hey,
are great.
Are you aware of the fact that, like, our computers have completely blown out here?
They're
now?
Rebooted, yeah.
Tony's on it. I know he's working
on it. Is he taking care of that?
Yeah, he's having a great day, I know.
All right, tell me about your canoes.
So I got my new canoes, and yeah. I've been wearing them, and they require some breaking in, because, you know, they...
What's that mean, Joe? What is that? What is that?
He's checking. He's just checking the computer. Pay no attention to
it. I get distracted. Easily. I'm sorry. I want to hear about Rob's feet because you did. Did you actually?
Yeah.
wait a minute. Hold this. This is a tape that Rob made on the break with his son. Let's hear.
Hello, Joe.
I walked over him twice. Let's hear him one more time.
If it cues.
Okay.
We have cartridges. You see.
Yeah. Hello, Joe.
Oh, that's cute.
But I got these new shoes and I'm wearing them, and because they've got this great firm sole, they require some breaking in.
To take the pounding.
And that's right.
Take the incredible pounding.
The incredible stress.
From the Fred Flintstone feet that just completely crushed them. I mean, what the sole, it's wood.
It's cork. It is cork.
It's wood.
It's solid.
It's a block of wood.
It is. It's made of pine.
It's like the the Dutch shoes or whatever. You know, those wooden shoes.
That's right. So I'm putting my finger in the dike and wearing my wooden shoes.
It's cork?
It is literally cork.
Well, like the same cork you put in a bottle of wine?
Well, yeah, you can put them back, you know. You don't have to finish the bottle.
I understand.
So we're wearing these, and I build up this callus on the back of my foot.
Uh-huh.
And it starts just, you know, like as a roughness.
Hey, how about some popcorn?
Then, you know, it eventually turns an unsightly sort of dark beige.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trouble happens.
Yes.
It's split open.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
And like not even back just down to the pink.
Uh-huh. Can you see? All the way to blood?
Yeah, well, red and soreness. Well, it's not as bad as
you have
the
flexibility.
Hold it. Do you see that split?
He's younger than we are, Buzz.
I can't.
Look at that flexibility.
Yeah.
Higher.
Oh, that's
higher.
Attractive.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt because, you know,
sure.
You walk on your feet.
Oh, did we lose Dennis Murphy, Joe, when we got the thunderstorm hit there?
I don't know.
Dennis, call back.
Might be him.
Man, oh, man.
Dennis,
yeah, that's okay.
We were going to get to that.
Yeah, because we got something special for you, Dennis, so make sure you call back.
A real treat.
Wink. So you get you didn't get a pedicure. You go into a doctor. Like,
No. I asked my mother, what should I do?
Mommy!
And she said, go to get where I get my nails done and get a pedicure.
Hold on. You get your nails done?
No, she said, my mother gets her nails done and get a pedicure. I said, what good is that going to do?
Uh-huh.
And she said, they got this thing. It's like a potato peeler.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And I said, great. So
slough off the skin.
Oh, right. But if you could have seen.
Slice it. Really?
I go down there, and this lovely representative of I think she was from the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
She started.
You mean she was Asian, Otto?
Yes. She
big
was.
Otto back, ladies and gentlemen.
She
was from the Orient. Rob's perception of like all of Asia is from the King and I.
It is. And she left her pagoda.
Hi, are you? Look at these feet. These are my Birkenstocks from Germany. Are you from the Orient? Did you help make the railroad?
Jesus.
So she left the patty, and she came into the...
God!
She came in. Oh, the first thing is I go in, and then there's a gentleman, an Asian gentleman.
Were they speaking a foreign language?
Yes, they spoke not...
Was it like on Seinfeld? Remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine goes in, and all the Asian ladies are speaking about her?
Very much like that. And in broken English, he says, can I help you? And I say, yes, I'd like a pedicure.
How many Asian women were required for one of your feet?
They've called in a staff of 10. And the gentleman says to me, what would you like? I said, I'd like a pedicure. Trying to sound, you know, tough.
Because... So was this, I see the big bump on your heel. Was this actually any kind of painful experience?
No, it actually was.
It was a callus.
It was quite pleasant.
You had your callus peeled.
Yes, I had my whole, my heel peeled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
was it an erotic experience for you?
No,
well,
not
tell
really.
Walk us through it. What do they do? I have never had a real, like, in-a-place pedicure.
The guy says to me...
I love my feet. I've always talked about how beautiful my feet...
You don't need to work.
Yeah,
they get a little dry during the summer if I'm wearing, if I'm not wearing socks. Yeah, but outside of that, they're still gorgeous feet. Have you seen his dogs lately?
I'd say yesterday,
horrible.
As a matter of fact.
His dogs are not pleasant
horrible.
To look at.
So the guy says, what do you want? I say, a pedicure. And the first question he says to me is, okay, what color? As if I'm going to have my nails painted.
Right, you didn't.
I said, no color. Just
wait, let me just take this call. I keep looking at this. Some guy's talking to me about dieting. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. This morning, I heard something on the radio that said people who diet, and they've done like studies for the last 20 years, people who diet continually
actually increase in the
Shut up. God, I'm just doing the best I can.
That's right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to. He was talking about dieting, and I thought, yeah, I always think it's going to be valuable information, and it wasn't. I know what he's talking about. He said people that, you know, that it's bad if you're dieting, although this is actually the way I'm kind of going to eat the rest of my
life. You don't diet all the time, just right now.
Has the air conditioning gone out?
Yes,
too?
I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has. It probably needs a reset somewhere.
So I have never had a real pedicure. What happens when you
get? They set you down in this great chair. It's a massaging chair. A massaging chair.
Nice.
And they turn it on, and it vibrates, and it's lovely. Mm. And then they
where does it vibrate?
Just in one place.
That's all you need, really.
And nowhere near the feet.
Thank goodness I was seeing.
Mr. Spiewak, we're going to we need the saxophone music.
We're
going to
need a blanket.
We do. He's telling he's getting worked up telling his story, but he usually puts the tapes in. Mr. Spiewak, would you sit right over here? Here's your massage chair. So it actually massages in the table. Then what do you do?
Yes, and then at the foot of the chair, there's like a small bathtub.
Like a foot soaking.
Yes,
thing.
And then the woman, the woman from the Orient, took off.
Asian woman.
The Asian woman.
Jesus.
Took off my shoes.
Right.
And I soaked my feet for a while.
And your trousers.
My trousers.
Of course.
And she removed them using only.
Have you ever had a pedicure, Buzz?
No, I haven't.
I would have thought you would have had a pedicure.
No, I'm afraid.
Buzz doesn't drink wine. I'm not talking to Buzz anymore. Doesn't drink wine, doesn't have pedicures.
How are your feet, Buzz?
Well, they're not in great shape, really. That's why the silver shoes.
You should
We've discussed feet so often on this show.
It's never come up.
But, Buzz, I think you have, right, the same problem sometimes.
Yeah,
that Don has
one fungal nail, and it just
still bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never gets any better. See? I've had it since a botched surgery when I was a kid.
See, Super Stud over there. He's got a few flaws.
Sure,
I like that.
Do you have all your toes?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's good.
I do, and an extra.
When did you have that toe problem? Wasn't that back actually when you had to march for General Washington through all that that snow?
And aside from just being a very long way to walk, it was cold.
Yeah,
it was cold.
I've read as much.
So let's get right to it. What happened with your pet?
They put junk in and they soak your feet, and then she takes your feet out and she pulls out this thing and it looks like a potato peeler.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And she started going to work on my heel, and it looked like dimes were falling off my foot. It was
how
really
satisfying was the pedicure?
Well, following that and the cutting of the nails and the digging of the cuticles,
happy
and then the lotion.
The lotion.
She lotioned not just my feet, but my calves.
So the dogs are feeling better now?
They split again. I'm going to have to go back. I think I've started something that I'm going to have to continue.
Okay. Well,
but the saddest thing, I must tell you this, when I was paying, when I looked back and my most dissatisfied nail clipper had to sweep up my skin.
Ah.
And she had a broom and a dustpan, and you know, you'd think maybe there'd be some skin, but there was 2 dustpans full.
Well, let's see.
You said get that out of the fan.
Hey, right away, clone me.
That's Rob's feet. Rob's wonderful Birkenstock feet. Dennis?
I thought you hung up on me.
No, we got a lightning strike and everything kind of shut off.
Reset.
Can you hang on through the break because we got a break for commercials.
I gotta go back to work, but I'll cut with y'all later.
Hold it. You're employed.
You're working.
Yeah, I thought you weren't working, Dennis.
Oh yeah, I'm working.
Okay,
doing what?
Accounting, as usual.
Okay. Well, then account for yourself.
All right. Did you have anything of any major significance to talk about, Dennis?
No, I just want to give him God and my condolences.
Okay.
And Lita was a great leader.
Thank you, Dennis, very much. Okay, that's Dennis Murphy and, major effing star Dennis Murphy. Rob's got his feet and his skin on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, we didn't get... You were going to talk about your local news. We might get to that tomorrow.
That's fine.
And,
there's no rush.
Coming back, we got the little news packet, the news of the day, and we're going to shake things up a little bit because Rob's going to be handling the reading of the packet, as we call
good.
It.
Good idea.
Very exciting, and he's going to be doing that as his skin sloughs off his feet. We'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, Don. Don't be scared.
Yeah. Okay. I wrote this song myself.
This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Ah, we love the chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little pussy. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. Bum, 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 bum.
The Don and Mike Show. I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
I know I speak for my partner, Don Geronimo, who spoke to me earlier today and wanted to tell everybody he does appreciate all the sentiments that have been expressed here on the radio show and elsewhere. And I do want to tell people that in lieu of flowers, you can make your donations to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. If you need that address again, it is on the DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can go there and get that. Also, cards and letters should be sent to Source Family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. At the start of tomorrow's show, we will again tell you a little bit more about what we're dealing with this week, and we will also give more information as it comes to us as far as what you can do. But right now, I think that's what the family would like, is the donations to the Humane Society in Worcester County. And also, if you want to send a letter, you can send it here to the radio station, and we will put them all aside, and we'll make sure that Don does get those. And personally, all of us, I know, speak for Rob and also for Buzz. I certainly hope that Don knows that his prayers, that our prayers are with him.
Yeah. I think he does.
We really do. And the funny thing I was noticing on a lighter note is that I seem to be sort of easing into dressing the way he's dressing. I noticed that today. And what happened to you, Buzz? Buzz, you seem to have been drifting away into, like, you know, my T-shirts and stuff. Right? You know, are you dressing like me now and I'm dressing like Don?
I think we've all shifted clothing now.
Well, I'd like to request tomorrow just to, you know, lighten it up even more if you can. Uh-huh. As we're dealing with all this stuff this week, maybe you wear one of your little pirate shirts or something like that.
Okay.
Can you pull that off?
I'll dress extra sexy for you.
Thank you, Buzz. Pirate shirts and pewter shoes.
You got it.
That's the album from Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
It's pirate shirts and pewter shoes. All right, what do you got for me, Robbie?
Oh, stop the presses, Mike.
Okay.
Colin Farrell. You love him, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is a sex tape of him going to be on the internet, and they're looking to distribute it, one of these amateur sex videos a la Paris Hilton.
In the words of Kevin Meaney, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I did see the picture of that lady, though.
Hey, baby, what do you think?
Ooh, brown sugar, how come you dance so good?
Yeah, she's got a name. Her name is Nicole Nairn, and she was a Playboy playmate, so he chooses well.
She looks like, well, he bangs anything, doesn't he?
I think so. Okay. I'm always aware when I'm around him, just in case. Tom Cruise, have you had enough of him lately?
Well, I'm going. I am planning on going to the movie tonight. Because Don, you know, before everything happened, we had that was one of our pleasant conversations we had, that he had seen the movie, War of the Worlds, and I'm checking it out. I'm going to go out and see it tonight.
Well, you know who's not a big fan is the Parisians. Those of Paris have issued a statement.
Why do the French hate him?
They like everything.
Well, he proposed to Katie Holmes, you know, that sham marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was
a scam?
Yeah.
The phony thing? You mean the thing that's done for publicity?
That canard?
They're never getting married.
Yeah, that's true. And he wanted...
It's a ruse.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They're bamboozling him.
It's a giant con.
They wanted to have honorary French citizenship.
This already works, you can tell. You know. Yeah. Yesterday, I was reading those stories. Uh-huh. And, you know, this is what I like to do.
React
sit over
them,
there.
Sure.
He's got to read the stories, and I do what I'm doing.
There you go.
It's a total con, Rob.
It's a bamboo.
It's BS.
That is.
That's BS.
Hey, incidentally, stay tuned. We're going to be playing a game later. It's called Fact or BS.
I look forward to it.
Thank you for doing that.
He wanted to be an honorary Frenchman or have honorary French citizenship.
Yeah. As Larry King would say, why?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But the French have made a fist and they say, quote, they will never welcome actor Tom Cruise.
And do they have a reason for that?
Yes, because he is a Scientologist.
So they don't like the, I mean,
no.
Well, do they have any strong beliefs on it? I mean, why do the French hate science? Well, they do hate everything.
Yeah.
Is Scientology a particularly American thing?
It would seem to be.
That.
I mean, L. Ron Hubbard, that science fiction writer.
Stars.
Yeah, he was.
That is an American created religion, Mr. Cruise. Well,
they call him a self-declared militant for the organization and a sect symbol.
Well, see, I think that actually bodes well for Tom Cruise. I mean, he's you know, he's hated in certain circles over here. If he's hated by the French, perhaps he will be more beloved here in the United States.
Plus, if he stands his ground, France will surrender.
He's got greasy hair. Have you ever noticed that about Tom Cruise?
No, I haven't.
He appears to be greasy to
unclean?
Me when I see him. Yes, greasy hair.
I think
that's why, like, she got the whole lip thing.
That
too.
Ain't grease.
Oh, dear.
Good heavens.
Right.
I spoke to him about...
Good heavens. I love it when Rob goes fag during, you know, when Don's not here.
Good heavens, no.
I asked
Mom made a pie.
Mom said get a pedicure.
Right.
Mom said.
That's right.
I asked my dentist about Tom Cruise. He said he's had his bicuspids fixed.
How did he know that?
Because he's a dentist.
Okay.
I don't know. Also, Tom Cruise just spent $18,000 to fly three Italian chefs to South America to fix him a dinner for his birthday.
Ass hat.
I know. Don't you hate it?
That's an ass hat.
That's an ass hat move. Oh, and the boat that he was on, it was a cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
It's owned by Scientology.
A cruise ship owned by
Scientology.
Calm down, Rob. Somebody get Rob a towel.
Rob Thomas
mm-hmm.
from Matchbox 20. He's got this hit record.
Right.
Yeah, Buzz is a
very popular with the kids.
He has issued a statement, so please pay attention. He has not had sex with Tom Cruise.
Is that what they were saying?
I guess somebody was saying it.
There was a rumor that he was having sex with Tom Cruise.
That was the rumor.
Had you heard it?
There was a rumor that Tom Cruise was gay. You have to be careful when you talk about that, right? Because he sues people for saying that. Did he sue Rob Thomas?
No, but Rob Thomas, I guess, is nipping it in the bud.
Is Matchbox 20 a gay group?
I don't know if the gay people like them.
Can anyone get me any information? I mean, you know, I don't have these packets. I don't sit here with this. I'd be curious to know.
I think they're popular with everyone.
But
I don't
think they might be popular in particular. But are they gay? I mean, is that why the rumors?
I think Rob's going to enlighten us.
Rob?
He said he has had no sex and that if he were gay, so he's saying he's not.
No.
If he were gay, he'd be a Brad Pitt guy.
Well, I think we all would. Yeah.
And incidentally, they gave me this People magazine 15 times in a row. I think I've gotten this three consecutive weeks. Brad and Angelina Summer Holiday.
Mm.
It's the one where Brad Pitt has the dyed blonde hair and he's riding around on the motorcycle with her adopted kid.
He's a motorcycle guy like you.
I too, though. I mean, really, if you want to be gay, I would say if you had to make a choice, you know, if you had absolutely no choice and you were going to have to adhere to that lifestyle, being a heterosexual, I would take Brad Pitt over Tom Cruise.
Well, that's good.
What say you?
I think, is that the only two I can choose from?
Yes. Yeah, it has to be either Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise.
I would say Brad Pitt.
Did you have someone else in mind?
George Clooney.
I see.
All
right.
I think you got to go with Brad Pitt. I'm comfortable with my masculinity.
He also, in the statement issued, he said he's also bothered that he was rumored to be a Scientologist.
As a matter of fact, when you're looking at this cover, I got to pull this out of the trash. I threw it in the trash again. If you're looking at it, he's riding the motorcycle with his shirt off.
Wow.
See that?
Side saddle.
There you go.
Save that comment.
He saves them every day.
Brad Pitt. Tom Cruise, I don't care. I think he's overexposed. I will still go see his movie. I haven't even been tracking with it while I've been away. I don't know if the movie did well its first weekend. I know that Fantastic Four kicked ass over the weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Fantastic Four was number one this past weekend, and it was
number one. But the War of the Worlds had a pretty good opening.
Yeah, the week before, absolutely. That's
so true. The rap on overexposure is not cutting down on the box office for that, right?
Well, I don't know. It so quickly fell to number two for what was supposed to be a summer blockbuster. I would say it's really overall not faring as well as they might have expected.
So the overexposure and the lack of support from the French is killing him.
I think so.
No French people at the theater I went to.
And I have to say that I am gay for Carl Rove.
Oh, how are you, Carl?
He's overexposed right now, but I love every minute. He's delicious.
And Brad Pitt has the flu. He was admitted to a hospital with flu-like symptoms.
No.
And the hospital spokesman, when asked about the flu-like symptoms, says yes. I think he has the flu.
Oh, see, that's not the flu.
Confirms it.
Oh, he's not?
He just had a weekend with her. Maybe that's something else.
Wore him out?
No, you know, maybe he's got the creeping crud or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that make you vomit?
Angelina.
I mean, really,
here's the deal with Angelina Jolie. Anybody you talk to about her, Buzz and I, we've had this discussion.
Right.
Don's not all, he's not all that
doesn't
for
like the
her.
Mouth. Yeah.
Doesn't like the mouth. You know, I think she's absolutely fantastic.
I agree.
But do we not all agree that on a certain level she's just a little bit skeezy?
Isn't there a Billy Bob factor?
There's a
here?
Billy Bob
factor. Yeah. And that's what's wrong with Brad Pitt right now.
And there's also the abundance of tattoos, which mm-hmm. Everybody I've ever talked to, when you're talking about Angelina Jolie, is like, she is so amazingly hot.
Yes.
But you think about Billy Bob, and then you think about the fact that she's had all these men and all these relationships, and you wonder whether Brad Pitt's, you know, come down with a little something.
You think Brad's suffering from Thornton?
What's Thornton?
Billy Bob.
Thornton's
just coming back saying some Thornton's disease.
I'd like to see the medical report.
Mm-hmm. Also, Angelina Jolie has been spending a lot of her leisure time at an upscale sex shop in London.
Yeah, baby.
God bless
her. See, and I don't care if she's got the rap of being a little dirty. I like the fact that she's a little dirty.
I have to agree.
Here's her shopping list.
She is so hot.
Sexy lacy underwear. Uh-huh. Here's a phrase we love.
Slower.
Sex books.
Slower.
Panties,
uh-huh.
G-strings,
uh-huh.
half-cup bras,
right.
All things incredibly erotic.
It's
just spending lots of time there.
See, this isn't one of those good articles on her where, you know, you see her like on the runway. She doesn't look good there. She does not look good there.
It's impossible.
It's like they're at an airport or something, and she's... She's looking kind of skeezy, and he's looking kind of skeezy, too.
Oh, well, he was falling out.
And they have a picture of her tattoo on, one of the latest ones. She has about a dozen tattoos, it says. And
that's 20 if it's one.
The one on her, about the top of between the top of her shoulders, says, "Know your rights." I don't know what that's about.
Wow.
You know, but that was something that Frida said, and she was absolutely right about this. She said, one tattoo is fine. More than one tattoo, you become one of those people.
That's it. She's one of those people.
Very true. One of those people that wears half-cup bras.
Yes. A dozen tattoos.
Too many, Mike.
Too many.
Too many. Paris Hilton says she's never watched her own sex video. Do you buy that?
No.
Lying.
No, neither. And she was there.
She not only has seen it, she saw it. Of course she saw it.
Directed.
Here's the evidence. Anybody that's seen it, and I know everybody on this show has seen it, here's the evidence of that. You see her when she is looking at the camera.
Yeah.
She's not, and this is just my opinion, I don't know if you agree, she's not as into doing it with this guy as she is
performing.
The camera.
Remember that? For the camera.
Yeah. It's the one where her eyes, you know, she looks like a little rabbit, and she's looking, and she's adjusting the camera. It was all about the camera. She's seen that tape.
Of course she has.
I crave a hamburger.
Do you?
Well, because of a commercial.
Oh, yes. Yum.
I haven't seen that. Has it actually hit the air?
Yeah, in some markets, but you can find it on the Internet.
It's Carl's Jr., right?
That's right.
And that's right.
West
Coast chain. I'd love to see it like on real TV. I've only seen it on the Internet.
Be very careful what you click on, because there's a version of it floating around with a fat, hairy guy. And it's not good.
What's amazing is there were two things that were circulating around the Internet. One was when that commercial came back for Carl's Jr. That featured Paris Hilton. And at the same time, the Jessica Simpson video that was about her song "These Boots Are Made for Walking," where they're doing that, and that's making a comeback. The old "Wash the Cars" thing.
Yeah, I like that. It's a nice.
Yeah, Lucille.
Speaking of hot, sexy people.
Yes, Rob. I know you were talking about you.
Keith Richards is going to be in the Pirates of the Caribbean sequel. Yes.
All right.
Big news for Joe, I know.
I always wanted to be an actor.
And you're going to play Johnny Depp's dad.
Johnny, my son. That's Keith Richards.
Cut. Mr. Richards, you have to deliver your lines. I'm a pirate. He'll be a great pirate.
I love him in that. That'll be fantastic.
But here's the thing. They don't know which movie he's going to be in. They're shooting two at the same time.
Uh-huh. Keith, Mick, bring me my heroin-soaked grapes.
Oh, yum. You
Mick,
like those?
I love it, Mick. Yes. Birkenstocks.
And even Keith doesn't know which movie he's in.
And, here's our Rolling Stone fan. Hi, Joe.
And they don't know which movie he's going to be in, and neither does he.
This is Keith. Yeah, the Richards, Donna Mike.
Love that. I'll go see that movie just to see him.
Well, you know, Johnny Depp says he based the character on Keith Richards.
I will not go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I will not see that. It is too, he looks too weird. And I saw a trailer for it, and he looks like just too odd. Like they put him in some kind of gray makeup or something.
Have you heard the rumor that now that they've had screenings of it, people are saying that it is a veiled reference or tribute or dig at Michael Jackson?
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, he is surrounded by the Oompa Loompas as children.
See, here's the deal. And anybody that's old enough to remember the original one with Gene Wilder that they did, I don't know, man, if they can improve on that. I saw that kid interviewed this morning, the kid that's playing Charlie.
Charlie Bucket.
And he's got that. It's the whole movie's got that. They're doing that they're Tim Burtonizing it, you know?
Well, according to the family, the Roald Dahl's family, the author of the original story, that this is actually a truer rendition of the original story than was the previous.
No, I don't think. If they can improve on Augustus Gloop, I'll pay you money.
All right.
I found one thing interesting is they have...
Going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
I love that movie. I do. It's one of my favorite movies.
It is good.
They only have one guy playing all the Oompa Loompas. It's all looped. And when you see that scene where it has like a million of them, it's all the same
one
guy.
Midget?
One midget. One
that
dwarf.
Sucks. One dwarf. One little person.
But that sucks.
I think it's the guy from...
saves money.
That was Marlon Brando's assistant in Dr. Moreau.
The real little guy?
The real little guy.
And it's just him, and then they just duplicate him?
All over and over again.
I don't want to sound like an old fart, but that's really bad. I don't like that. The Oompa Loompas were scary. That's the thing that was great about the Oompa Loompas. You looked at the Oompa Loompas, and they were supposed to terrify you.
Oh, and they did.
That's right. Yeah. If you hit one Oompa Loompa, he turns into 40 gold coins.
And what can you do with them?
And then you can take them to the market and buy a fine fat goose for your goodly wife. That's from Patton. That's Patton Oswalt. I love that.
Kudos to UCLA, who is going to establish a gay film archive.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hello, gorgeous.
For tree nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't take any of that.
Hello, this is Clay Aiken. I don't want tree nuts. I don't want them near my Evian. I will not drink Evian if it's rubbed up against the tree nuts, but I'm happy about the film club.
You like that?
I do.
What movies would we put in there for you?
Oh, let me think. Anything with Tom Cruise.
We have a great 16mm.
And I hope the soundtrack is by Matchbox 20.
We can watch Carousel together.
Carousel, yeah.
And I'd like to close with a feel-good.
Oh, good.
Because crooks are still so stupid.
You make this up?
This is real.
Buzz taught you how to make this up.
Buzz and I wrote this together in a smoke-filled writing room.
All right. Be aware of this, ladies and gentlemen.
Justin Breakspear of Framingham, Massachusetts, was being chased by police.
I think I drove through Framingham on my vacation.
Were there a lot of smart people there?
I don't know.
He was chased by police into his own basement of his apartment building, and he was found there with a sawed-off shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
The police say, we're going to get you for having this illegal weapon. He denied it was his.
Okay.
So they got him. They got the weapon. They went down to the police station. They arrested him. They noted a tattoo on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
It was of the same model shotgun, and they tattooed the shotgun serial number on his arm when he got his tattoo.
I want real detail.
So that was when he admitted, yes.
Put the shotgun on my arm.
That is my shotgun.
And between his shoulders, he said, no, you're right.
No, like, you're right.
Stinky old Angelina Jolie. And giving the creepy crud to Brad Pitt.
So that's where we're at.
That's it? That's the packet?
That's our packet. Yay.
Good job, Rob. All right, we're very excited. We're trying to move on down the road now, we are going to play our first radio game. You are going to be involved in this. You can call right now for our radio game that I like to call, are we ready?
Yes.
Fact or BS. That's right. It's as easy as it seems, and it's your chance to win a flight to Las Vegas, Nevada, courtesy of Independence Air. If you score the most points on Fact or BS, a game that I really have no idea to play, how to play.
No,
I
nor do
I. No earthly idea, but we're going to figure out during the break how to do it. All
fine.
I know is you call in right now. What's the phone number, Robbie?
It is 1-866-365-3636.
That's it.
Is that it?
Is that the one?
Let's say it is.
How'd I do, Joe?
Let's do it. Factor BS coming up
try
next.
Try that number. See
actually,
if it does.
I know what it is. Hold on. Here's the number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
See, I mean, although that phone number has been part of this show for, I believe, a decade.
We don't listen.
You know, it seems like a decade. They don't put it up over here
and
on
we
this
don't
side.
Listen.
And we don't pay attention.
We don't care because we're not calling.
We're that's it. Yeah. But now you know the number, and we are going to play Facts or BS when we come back from the break on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quick plug, Ola. I'm Mike LaFontaine, owner and founder of High Class Management. Whoops! Comics' constant companion. Let's start right out. Hey, what happened? As you know, back in 1970, I started on a series called What Happened? And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? We had a lot of fun with that and a lot of other catchphrases. I got a real red wagon. And I can't do my work. And I believe I was the first one to use the phrase, I don't think so. But it only lasts for the year, and that's good because that's how you establish a cult.
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of biggins, Don and Mike.
All right, Buzzy, we're going to play Fact or BS here. Oh, I'm sorry. Fact or BS. We put our giant brains together during the break and came up with how we're going to play this game. It's a very simple concept, ladies and gentlemen. It's very easy. I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to decipher whether you believe it is fact or BS. Right. And incidentally, when you tell me whether you think it's a fact or BS, you have to yell it like that. So if you think it's true, you say fact. Uh-huh. If you think it's BS, you say, that's BS. And we appreciate it if you would tweak it up a little more for that's BS.
Makes it more fun.
Here's how the game works. We're going to take all these callers that are on the line standing by. The first person to get three in a row will go to the final round.
Three in a row.
Three individuals will get to go to the final round.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense to you?
Exactly.
We have a super double match?
I don't...
I don't think it's going to be Super Double Match.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Then it's sudden death.
But the grand prize winner, the person that... Now, when we get to the final round, what the hell are we going to do in the final round?
It's sudden death.
Sudden death. Oh, okay. So the very... So, in other words, we'll have all three people in the final round.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them a Factor BS statement.
And as long
and
as they
get
it wrong,
right. And if they're wrong, they get chucked out. But exactly. Everybody in the final round will at least get one turn.
Exactly.
And if you miss it in the final round, you are out of there.
You'll see how it works.
And
you'll
then,
love it.
In the event... And see, I know about these rules.
Mm-hmm.
In the event that in the final round... Everybody misses the first one,
uh-huh.
Then we will go to a wild card caller. And if that person can guess whether something is fact or BS, they will wipe out all the previous game,
like
and they will win the trip to Las Vegas
That's
on
cool.
Independence Air.
This is great!
I think this is going to be fabulous.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to play Fact or BS. Are you ready?
We're ready.
God, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
This is going to be so much fun. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike in Fredericksburg, are you ready to play Fact or BS?
Rob,
God damn it, I asked for it 15 times.
That was fast.
Fact or BS? Are you ready to play the game there, Mike from Fredericksburg?
Yes, I am.
You understand the rules?
Yes, sir.
I will make a statement. When you hear that statement, you tell me whether... No, we're not doing it this
okay.
time.
Okay.
You tell me whether that is fact or BS, all right? And if you get three in a row, you're going to the final round. Stand by, Mike. Here we go. The San Diego Chargers of the NFL got their name because the team's first owner also ran a credit card company.
That's BS.
That is BS. Yes, team owner Baron Hilton was the president of a credit card company called Carte Blanche, but the Chargers' name came from the cheer, Charge.
Wait a minute.
Really?
Homo.
It says the Chargers' name came from the cheer Charge, which was brand new back in 1960. What? Nobody said Charge. But let's go to the expert.
Impossible. No,
back when
it was cold,
back
we
when
said
you were
Charge.
In the Crusades.
That's right.
But
right.
I think as like a stadium cheer.
I would have accepted either answer.
So you're right with the first one. Ready to go for number two, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go. Wild dogs don't bark.
That's BS.
You're right. That is BS. Dingoes rarely bark, but African wild dogs definitely do. So, I guess there's
That's
a difference
good.
Between a dingo and an African wild dog.
A dingo ate your baby.
Very exciting, Mike. One more, and you get to go to the final round. Are you ready?
Here we go. Yes, sir.
The O. Henry candy bar was named after a boy who used to come in and flirt with the girls at the candy factory back in the 1920s.
Fact.
You're right. It is a fact.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that great? So guess what, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to the final round. Let me put Mike on hold. Let me see.
What a smart man that guy was.
That's amazing. Right.
He's on hold. Let's say hi to Matt from Woodbridge. Matt, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Are you ready to play Fact or BS?
Yes,
it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, now can you tell he's just starting to get into it now? Yes, there's his music. All right. Here we go. Get three in a row, and you're going to go to the final round with two other people. Here we go, Matt. The Christmas classic, Miracle on 34th Street, was first released in the month of May.
Fact.
That's right.
Hey, is anyone going to get them wrong? I'm starting. I want to get one person wrong.
I know.
I want to hear the buzzer.
What we should do is
But I'm pulling
lie.
For you, Matt. I really am. I mean that. Here's your second one. Women in Saudi Arabia.
Baby.
aren't allowed to use. You see that thing where they had those women naked?
Yes.
All right. Women in Saudi. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I read the same website.
I didn't see that.
Women in Saudi Arabia. And you don't drink red wine. Women in Saudi Arabia aren't allowed to use swimming pools under any circumstances.
Answer.
That's BS.
That is BS.
Wow. Huh.
They can swim with other women if they wear one-piece swimsuits and knee-length shorts, just like the outfit Rob wears
exactly.
when he swims.
Exactly. And they have to have their heels shaved.
All right, Matt, you got one more chance here, and you will be going to the final round. And so far,
right.
everybody is playing a perfect game,
yeah.
which always makes it exciting. Here we go. Factor BS. If you were to be attacked by a shark, punching it in the face will only make it angrier.
That's BS.
That is BS.
You knew that.
That's an easy BS, too.
I wouldn't have known to punch a shark.
Well, I just read the guy about the shark attacks down there where you hit the shark. That's what you're supposed to do.
We should have called that to the Kintner boy.
A punch to the grill. This was no boating accident. A punch to the grill can stun a shark and give you a chance to escape. You can also try poking it in its eye, if you have the presence of mind to do that.
That's what Mo Howard would do.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you know, if you have the presence of mind to do that when a shark is attacking you.
Hold still.
Congratulations, Matt. You are the second person who is going to the final round.
Wow.
Wonder if we'll get a third. Or BS.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Suddenly we're not running late anymore.
Aren't these supposed to be difficult?
This is the funnest game I've ever heard.
Okay, let's go here. All right, who do we have? We have
doesn't matter.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Janice, have you noticed how unbelievably, stupidly easy this game is?
Yes, I have noticed.
You know, Rob was making, I know that these get sent to us, right? These
right.
are legitimate ones. And Rob's going to be penning a few himself.
Oh, good.
They're going to be a little more challenging
we'll
for the listeners. All right. Now, get three in a row, and you will join Matt and Mike in the final round.
The winner's circle.
The big winner's circle. Are you ready, Janice?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. And I'm hoping, I'm thinking like my delivery maybe can be a little more, you
seductive?
Know, I think you're doing fine. Not seductive. I'm trying to maybe confuse her a little bit.
Ah.
All right, let me try this. Zebras don't have teeth, just hard gum for chewing soft grass.
Well, I mean, you can't mumble.
What?
You can't mumble.
I was trying to, I'm just trying to level the playing field.
I understand.
All right, zebras don't have teeth, just hard gums for chewing soft grasses. Wrong! Jesus, she was wrong.
Now there's drama.
What a fool.
Man, I didn't think we'd get a wrong answer. Let me write that. Let me just check that one. Big check mark next to that one.
That was such a great moment.
Zebras do have teeth.
Of course they do. They're like horses. They have teeth.
Janice, use your head. All right.
Bet Janice has teeth.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff from Spokane, Washington. How you doing today?
All right, how you doing?
You hear that, Janice? She missed one.
No kidding.
Little pressure on you right now, Jeff.
That's right.
But if you get three in a row, you're going to join our friends Matt and Mike in the final round. Here we go. The Chinese character for Trouble shows two women under one roof.
That's BS.
That is BS.
Wow.
The Chinese language often combines two characters to form a new idea, like sun and moon to make bright. But combining the symbols...
Makes sense to me.
Like sun and moon to make bright.
Do they have a symbol for pedicure?
But combining the symbols for two women under a roof to spell trouble is just an internet legend.
That's right. I actually started that.
That's your first one. Ready for number two?
Good for you, bud.
In the 1500s, tobacco was prescribed to cure cancer.
That is fact.
You are correct. That is fact. You know, that is not an easy one.
No.
It was also thought that smoking would cure gonorrhea.
It worked for me.
Congratulations, Rob. All right, here we go.
Did you say it did not?
Yeah. I was stunned to hear that news. All right. Here's your third one. You get this, you're going to go to the final round, and then I'm you know, I swear to God, I'm going to read them bad so you screw up.
Johnny mumbles.
All right. Some of the more obscure Boy Scout merit badges are...
I'm sorry, what?
Did you get that one?
Not quite.
You know, maybe if I was just to read part of the, you know, the factor BS.
Right.
You know, what if I... All right, here we go. See if you can get this one right, Jeff. Some. No, I'm kidding.
Not enough.
Some, to make it a guessing
some of the more obscure Boy Scout merit badges are awarded for nuclear science, bow hunting, and nunchuck skills.
BS.
That's right.
Really?
I'm so mad that it was so easy. Yes, you have gotten three in a row. You are now going to join Mike and Matt. Now, Rob, what do? Just press them all together here?
I can
go actually right down the line, right?
And, yeah,
if
you wanted
if they
to
get
keep
it,
pressing
then
them.
Then they go on hold again, and then we do
Where'd
it.
Where did I get this nuclear
bag? Let's congratulate our finalists. They are all going to win, at the very least, $20 Tower Records gift cards. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. Yes, Ms. McBride.
Oh, my God.
What?
What's going to happen next?
Shut up.
Get out.
She's helping, isn't she?
Get out.
I thought it would be harder.
Hey, I'd like to give you a factor BS. Beth Ann is going to keep her job.
She is.
Okay.
That's BS. I think it'll work with a little polishing. All right, here we go. Let's go to Mike. Now, Mike, this is the final round, and they get much more difficult here.
Ah.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to read them in Spanish.
Yo hablo español.
Hey, okay, smart ass. Here we go. The American motto, E Pluribus Unum, came from an ancient recipe for salad dressing.
That's yes.
Wrong. So long, it is a fact. E Pluribus Unum means from many one, which is a good way to describe a salad dressing you get from lots of different ingredients. So
that's right.
Is a fact. And stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, Mike. You get a $20 Tower gift certificate. See, it's not that easy to play Factor BS.
I see now.
This is sudden death. Now, in the event that Mike gets this correct, we're going to go right down. Now, where did the other guy go?
Did he hang up?
We lost Jeff. Is Jeff calling back? See if you get Jeff on the line. If we don't get Jeff on the line and Matt gets it, he's going to be the big winner. All right, Matt, you heard what happened to Mike, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, here we go. Let me just check this
one.
Don't
make the same mistake.
Move over to this one.
Mike, what game are we playing?
We're playing Fact or BS.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what our team leader would do. He would look down here, and he wouldn't just take anyone.
He'd skip around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up. Screw with him a little.
Take your time.
Okay. Factor BS is a Reg Grundy presentation. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS
All right,
stations.
Here we go. All right, I got it. Are you ready? Are you ready, Matt?
Reg Grundy?
Yes.
In the 1950s, live pigs and bears were used as crash test dummies.
Answer.
Answer, please.
We need an answer.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry, Matt.
It's on time alone.
It is a fact, yes. In the 1950s, bears and pigs were used as crash test dummies. Now, here's the problem. Jeff, we lost Jeff.
We just had him, and he dropped again.
We're getting him.
We're getting him on the line?
We're getting Jeff.
All right. Because if we don't get Jeff on the line...
We might have to go to a...
Bonus round. It's a wild card round.
Wild card.
All right, let me give you one, Buzz, okay? Matt, I'm going to put you on hold. You get the gift card. Hold on a second. Matt's on hold. Uh-huh. Buzz, let me throw this one at
Let's
you.
Let's see how I do. I haven't gotten many
right.
of these answers.
If you look closely at a Major League Baseball, you can tell if the stitching was sewn by a left-handed or right-handed person.
That's BS.
You are correct. That is BS. Joe Camel, the notorious cigarette-smoking cartoon, was created by the French. 14 years before being used in American ads.
I'm going to say that's BS.
That is a fact.
Ah, see?
What do I know? Not all that. All right. 5 seconds for old Jeff. If we don't get Jeff, I'm going to go to a wild card and we're going to grab somebody. Fact or BS. Now you're in love with the reverb, aren't you?
Love the reverb.
Okay, do we have him? If we don't, we're going to go to another guy. We got him? Too late.
Too late.
Sorry about
buddy.
That bad phone.
Yeah,
all right?
Bad phone.
Dan in Baltimore. Can you hear me? Dan, are you there? All right, let's go to Andrea. Andrea, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Andrea, you are a participant in the wild card round.
Yay!
All you have to do
Yikes.
Is get one of these correct.
Oh, dear.
And if you get one correct, you are going to win the trip to Las Vegas on Independence Air. Are you ready, Andrea? Andrea? Can you hear me?
No!
Andrea, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, what's going on? What are you doing? You're killing me here. What are you doing?
My name's Joni. It's not Andrea.
Oh, well, just speak up and tell me that. I know. Sorry, Joni.
Just like a broad, isn't it?
Joni, all you have
to do. It's not my name.
You just have to know whether it's fact or BS, and you are going to win the trip. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Joni, fact or BS, cremation is illegal in Utah.
That is BS.
That is BS. You are winning your trip on Independence Day to Las Vegas. Cremation is illegal in Utah. That is BS. It is perfectly legal.
Good.
So congratulations. You, Joni, are going to go on Independence Air to anywhere you want. We suggest Las Vegas.
Do.
Independence Air this summer. Don't pay ridiculous gas prices and spend hours on the road. Go to FlyEye.com. Low fares, convenient schedules. Be sure to join the iClub with FlyEye.com. Flying is the new driving, don't you know? Independence Air. Go your own way. Joni, very good. You were very lucky that Jeff dropped off the line and you were going to Vegas. Congratulations. Very good. Yeah, thank you.
She seems exciting.
Even though she had a toy phone. All right, I'm going to give you one more. You ready, Buzz?
Wouldn't it be fun to sit next to her on the flight?
Because of one of the more obscure ingredients, observant Hindus aren't allowed to eat fruity pebbles or cocoa pebbles.
I'm going to say that's BS.
That is BS. He plays the game. I'll give you one more, and this is our last one, Rob.
Cereal.
No U.S. vice president has ever been assassinated.
I'll say that's BS.
Fact. No vice president's ever been killed, and none of the presidents who were assassinated ever served as vice president.
Wow, that's fun.
Thank you all so much for playing Fact or BS.
Yeah.
Another screaming success.
Yeah, so Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. We have a Craig Wilson today. It is a worthwhile Craig Wilson.
Good.
We will get to that Craig Wilson as soon as possible after the break so Mr. Burbank can do his news. And we'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you know how I can tell that we're achieving a little bit of normalcy?
How?
Is when I look up at the phone screen and I see this kind of call. Hello, Wendy, you're on the air.
Hi,
Wendy.
Hi.
Wendy, what can we do for you?
I want to talk to Buzz.
You want to talk to Buzz.
Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Buzz. He's right here. Well, I'm 30-something. I live in Wichita. But I was talking to my mom a few weeks ago, and I had just mentioned something about you guys being on vacation or whatever. And I mentioned Buzz's name, and I said, I think he was here, like, when I was a little kid. And she said, oh.
When your mom was a little kid?
When I was a little kid.
When her great-grandmother was a small farm girl.
No.
Listen to this girl.
Yeah.
Listen to this lady.
Mom told her about when Buzz was on NBC Blue.
It's all about Buzz for you, Wendy, isn't it?
It's all about Buzz.
Yeah.
Actually, it really is all about Buzz.
Buzz with it. Of course it is. I know that. I won't take your lies. It's all about Buzz and his pewter shoes. His pewter mercury shoes.
They're silvery.
I don't know how old Buzz is.
Well, you know what he looks like today? He looks like the delivery boy for FTD. All you have to do is give him that winged hat.
So I'm talking about this, and my mom is saying, she says, well, I think he was on KLEO or KEYN or something like that.
Michael J. Elston, KLEO News. Have a good day.
Yes, that would be.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And she says, oh, and she just stopped talking, and she was just silent.
All right, Wendy, Wendy, get a mop. Hold on a second. What is it about Buzz,
that's
Wendy?
Really
what exactly
I
is it about
I have no
Buzz?
Idea. She thinks
we don't either. Oh, Wendy, he loves it.
That's
I love
very
it.
Nice.
It's
yeah.
funny. Thank you, Wendy.
Wendy, you're how old's your mom?
Yeah, how old is your mom, Wendy?
Like 50-something. I don't know.
So that's old enough to be Buzz's daughter. Very good. All right. Thank you, Wendy. And she's gone. Buzz, there it is.
That was very nice.
That is the first clue that, things may be approaching normalcy.
That's good. That's comforting, really.
Sure.
For me, especially.
To hear from one of Buzz's Bobby Soxers.
And another normal thing is we always like to do this on Wednesday. If it's worth it, we got a good one today. This is The Final Word with Craig Wilson.
There's a cartoon in the paper that looks like we think he might have looked as a young man.
Yes.
Rules for crashers. Eat, drink, and be wary. Ooh. I want to make it perfectly clear right up front that I would never participate
in tree nuts.
I would never participate in such an activity. Ever. My mother would kill me if I did. But I've known people, and I won't mention names, who crash wedding receptions. At least they did in their younger days. I know, very bad form. I'm sure Miss Manners has a name for such behavior. Boorish, maybe. But they did. And as far as I can tell, they aren't the least bit sorry about it, even now. This happened years ago, in Syracuse, New York, at the Hotel Syracuse. In the ballroom.
Oh.
Homo. Spring of 68, 69, 70. Not that I was there, mind you, but I remember the stories well. I was thinking about these crashers the other day after I went to a preview of Wedding Crashers, which opens nationwide Friday. It's a Wilson plug. The title pretty much sums up the movie. A couple of hapless guys crash weddings to pick up chicks. Ugh. My college friends had more basic needs.
Oh.
Food and drink.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember them ever picking up chicks.
Really?
In fact, my pals would have thought that very dangerous, actually talking to guests. They always tried to avoid that.
Yes.
There are rules for successful wedding crashing, of course. Boy. First, you dress up in your Sunday best.
Of course.
A no-brainer. You want to blend in. You wear a clean shirt, maybe even ironed.
Oh.
Second, you wander the hotel hallways. Looking for what might be the best grazing. Three receptions on the same afternoon qualifies as the trifecta of crashing.
Wonderful.
Third, past food is good.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Anything.
But hors d'oeuvres set out... Oh, thank God. But hors d'oeuvres set out on tables is better. No waiting for a waiter to make the rounds. And then you leave. The whole premise, of course, is to get in, get fed, get a drink, get out, undetected. Smile, nod, smile, move on. I thought the movie a bit unrealistic. Because not only did these guys crash wedding receptions, boys, but they stayed on, sat down, ate dinner, played with the kids, flirted with all the women.
Boo.
Rarely did anyone ask who they were. They did say they were venture capitalists from New Hampshire and sons of some distant cousin or aunt. I think that's what they did, but still very dangerous. If asked, my friends would say they were college friends of the groom.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. College friends of the groom. Of course they were.
Homo.
In hopes the groom went to college.
Oh, God, I hope so.
What was it again, Cornell, Colgate? Canis Statisticus?
I don't even know what the name of that is.
But you never wanted to get to that point of actually having a conversation other than lovely service. Or wasn't that flower girl adorable?
Oh, dear.
But only after a flower girl was actually spotted. Another key was to find out which side, bride or groom, the guest was on. Then claim you were from the other side of the aisle. I remember my friends telling me they didn't talk fast enough once, and before they knew it, they were out the door, the father of the bride ushering them out himself.
Wow.
I think there was twisting of some ears, if I'm not mistaken.
Homo.
They said they made the mistake of hanging around for a third drink at the open bar. Greed, everyone's downfall. That's anyway what they told me, and that's the way it is. Craig Wilson in the final word.
Final word.
All right. We're just friends of the groom.
I wonder if Craig admired the ring bearer.
A very nice ring bearer.
None of his college mates tried to pick up girls.
We would never pick up chicks. No!
You think he's related to Owen Wilson?
But the one thing that... Third, past food is good.
Yes.
That's the one that confuses me just a little bit. Why am I still talking about this?
I think we should put that on a T-shirt. Past food?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Hold on just a second. There we go.
Radio Hello, station. You're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Tom. Mike.
Oh, it's Tom Gavin. What a shame we got mysteriously disconnected. Morning, I think this is right.
Tom, a little.
Man, I don't know what happens to that phone when he calls in sometimes. Sometimes it just slips out of my hand.
It must have been a thunderstorm.
I know. Very strange.
So it is time for Buzz, yes?
Yes, it is. Time for Buzzy in the News on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, ho.
Buzzy, what do you have for us today?
I'm so glad you asked. Mm-hmm. Tonight, the shocking new medical condition, cell phone elbow.
Ah, I think I have it.
In a world where only a radio was strictly...
Something's happening down there.
One man
found a way
to bring good news to his people.
Who was it?
Me. He made it up.
Ah, yes, he did. It's Buzz Burbank. Cell phone elbow, huh?
Cell phone elbow. A lot of people may have this.
Right. How do we treat this? I guess we'll find out.
Stick around.
All right, that's Buzz's tease, and we will be back with news and comment and Buzz Burbank.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Thank you very much, Robert.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
That's a new one.
That's a new take. You like to hear that one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay, here.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And that's for Wendy, absolutely. Before we get to Buzzy in the news, I do want to tell everybody what we said before about the wishes that everybody has been passing along, the condolences. We do appreciate it. All of us have had the opportunity to speak with Don. He is doing as well as he can do under the circumstances, and he also wanted to make it very clear that the arrangements made by the family are of a private nature, and we do hope that everyone will honor the privacy of the family during this very difficult time. If you wish to do anything in lieu of flowers, please make donations to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. That address is also on DonandMikeWebsite.com. And cards and letters should be sent to the Source family here at WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. I probably won't say that again, but we do want you to honor the privacy of the
And we thank you for that. And we want to remind people, too, to be sure and make the donation in the name of Frieda Wright Source so that it goes to the right account.
Absolutely. And now it's time for Buzz in the News. News and comment brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet for smokers, available now at fine retailers. What do you got for us today, Buzz?
Well, and maybe the biggest news of the day that Rob brought us earlier in the show, that Don has a timetable and is looking at coming back. So we're looking forward to that.
And
as Rob said, sooner rather than later. So we're very pleased to hear that.
He's in our prayers.
Knew you would be too.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, today's news. Elbows, the part of your arm that bends. Turns out you're not supposed to keep them bent. Who knew? Vain publicity-seeking doctors are warning of a condition called cell phone elbow.
Why are they vain?
Yeah, they're vain and publicity-seeking, but I swear to God that on my entire vacation, that is the one part of my body that has been hurting.
Yeah, you said to me that it could also be motorcycle elbow.
I think it is. I think it is.
Well, now, which is it?
I think it's motorcycle elbow.
With me, it's tennis.
It's keeping it bent.
Yeah, you conditioned athlete.
I'm like Bill Tilden.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't always holding down the skirt, it wouldn't be...
Bill Tilden.
What era did Bill Tilden play tennis in?
That's why it's funny. It's the 1920s.
Back when they were using catgut.
<That's right.
laughs> Jesus. Do you already have the tennis, the cell phone elbow?
I don't know.
Here's how you find out. It's a numbness and tingling in the ring and small fingers, elbow pain, a burning pain along the forearm.
What kind of pain did you say?
A burning pain along the forearm, and hands so weak you can barely type hotbabes.com.
Oh, my.
Doctors say also that the overuse of Blackberries, iPods, and pocket organizers can make it difficult to button a shirt. Doctors recommend, here's what you do. Keep your wrist straight. Mm-hmm. Use a pillow to support your forearm.
You say it's a burning pain?
It could be a burning pain along the forearm.
I beg your pardon?
Burning.
Thank you so much.
Buzz, it's the same deal. You just plod right in.
Yeah, I thought maybe the burning tape was coming
up. Yeah, it might be coming up. You just go ahead.
I didn't want to miss the burning tape.
Yeah, I know you did.
Doctors recommend keeping your wrist straight, use a pillow to support your forearms, and take a break from the device every hour.
How are you?
I'm well.
Fine. How are you?
Thank you, sir.
Can't hear a word you say.
It doesn't matter.
It goes on.
It does. Yeah. If your kid enjoys playing the violent but popular video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas,
is that going to make your elbow burn?
It could if you don't take a break every hour.
What you need is a pillow.
Use a pillow.
Where did you get that nickname?
Then, you don't want to know. Then he'll love the free download, your kid will, that gets the women in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas naked and busy.
Oh, that's
next
not right.
Question.
A media watchdog group has called this to our attention and called for an investigation.
Right.
They want to know if the game maker, Rockstar, knew about or even posted the downloadable modification in the game SimCopter, by the way. It also has an available download that let's players watch scantily clad male characters kiss each other.
That's not to be confused with the hijack. That's not to be confused with that game that I think you were talking about, the one where you get high, where you take the drugs. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I think we talked about that some months ago, but no, these are different games entirely.
I have played the Grand Theft Auto game.
Do you like it?
Well, as an adult, I like it. I'm not sure I want my 10-year-old playing.
Do you have Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
I do not have Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Get that one and then download the porn part of it. That's my advice to you.
I played that other game, Psy SimCopter.
You did? Psy SimCopter, where an educated consumer is our best customer.
It's fun.
A medication for people with Parkinson's disease is on shaky ground today.
Oh, that's bad.
I get it.
That's bad. You took your funny pill today.
It appears the drug can take a casual gambler and turn them, or a casual philanderer, and turn them into a compulsive madman.
Tremor of doubt in my body.
Have we even gotten to the burning part yet?
No, I'm sure.
Jesus.
We got this one cart, and it's full of the squire, and who knows when it'll happen.
Somewhere he'll mention the burning. Miraprex.
Almost.
Miraprex works against Parkinson's, but it's also being accused of triggering pathological behavior.
Turning you into a madman.
Well, I'll give you an example. One man lost 200 grand at the gambling tables in 6 months. When he stopped using this drug for Parkinson's, he stopped gambling.
I just want to make my macrame and take my drug.
Another man became obsessed with sex, going from once a week to four times a day.
Michael Elston is Buzz.
How long were you on that medication?
I'm wearing it now.
One of the finest men I've ever known.
Of course he is.
Other patients have reported compulsive eating and drinking, so expect them to look into Miraprex.
No, that's the wrong tape. You got the wrong guy.
No, you got the wrong guy
for the compulsive eating. Remember the show.
And drinking.
It was at the beginning, the compulsive eater in the show. Remember that? No, it's me. It's my jingle. That's all. It's me.
Michael.
Thank you, Rob.
That's
there it
all
is.
We needed.
Jesus, slap you.
Hey, all right, go along.
It's not going to be physical.
Was quivering and shaking.
Yes,
I was
not
too.
Burning, damn it.
I remember getting the Weekly Reader magazine when I was a kid. Maybe that explains the silvery shoes.
Weekly Reader would have been, in what year would that have come out?
Oh, geez, I don't know, like 1960?
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Maybe,
I don't remember
maybe,
it as
maybe
a kid.
The late 50s, right, I don't know. It was my Weekly Reader when I was a kid.
I thought it was the 1800s.
No, that was Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yes.
That's what Buzz was.
Anyway, Weekly Reader, been around forever. Mm-hmm. The editor of that kid's magazine, the current editor of that and other kids' magazines, got caught in an internet sting last week.
One of those kind?
The FBI says he claimed he'd had sex with a 15-year-old boy named Ronnie and worried that he might, quote, sound like Michael Jackson.
I'm wondering whatever happened to the old Spokane mayor. What happened to that? Is that guy still chugging along?
Jim West, I think he's still in place. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
All right, well, I'll
check on that.
Okay.
And then the FBI says Noel Neff of Norwalk, Connecticut, showed up at a mall expecting to meet a 14-year-old boy named Chris. Again, this is the editor of Weekly Reader magazine.
He used to work with a Neff.
We had a Neff on the lorry, right?
Yeah, a traffic reporter named Neff.
Yeah. No relation, I'm sure.
Oh, the memories.
But Chris was just the fake name being used by the FBI agent who also went to the mall looking for Noel. Quoting a Weekly Reader spokeswoman, we are deeply troubled by this report.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about
Did you ever get to the burning tape with Jack Ken Cook?
I was just wondering if you could describe the sensation that Noel had as burning. Would you say that?
It could be.
Yeah.
Ah, I was just playing the odds.
Were you thinking it was there?
It's the only thing that I saw.
All right, keep going,
it's
Buzz.
Like the magic 8-ball. Okay, we need to talk about this lunatic Rick Santorum, the third most powerful Republican in the Republican Senate.
Oh, now you see what you're doing? You're editorializing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, don't worry. Is it burning?
He says the reason...
burning?
Thank you.
Desire.
That's right. Thank you, Zach.
Very good.
That was terrific.
All right, Rick Santorum in the Senate says the reason for all the cases of sexual abuse of kids by priests in Boston is a liberal town. That's the reason.
Burning, unquenchable desire.
I totally agree. I could not agree with him. It's the liberals' fault.
Senator Sanatorium says the city's sexual freedom and sexual
license.
Now,
that's not his name.
It's not?
No, it's not. You're doing that thing you do.
Check the card.
That we always talk about.
He says the city's sexual freedom and sexual license sets the stage in Boston.
Hello, Mr. Burbank. This is Carl Rove. That's a good one, Joe. This is Carl Rove, and I'd like your name. I'd like it spelled, and I'd like it capitalized. And then I'm going to put you on my list.
Quoting Crazy Man, the basic liberal attitude in that area has an impact on people's behavior. If you have a view that affirms alternative views of sexuality, that can lead to a lot of people taking it the wrong way.
Now, wait a minute. In other words, let's do this. Okay, mm-hmm. First of all, everybody knows the whole thing about the Catholic Church and the Catholic priests and everything that they've done.
And it's occurred in many places.
And it's all over the country.
Right.
But the fact is, anybody that was sitting in mass, in Catholic mass, you want to talk about conservative.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You know, with the nuns, you know, don't swallow the wafer, you know, you're going to go to hell.
Exactly.
Come on.
In other words, when he mentions alternative views of sexuality, he's blaming Boston's tolerance of its large gay population for the behavior of priests who have to try to keep a vow of celibacy.
Well, aren't the priests maybe in some cases part of the gay population?
In some cases, apparently so.
Yes, see, you have to keep an open mind, Buzz.
Since he blamed Johnny Damon, though.
Ah, Johnny Damon and his beard, which even I'm getting sick of now.
Santorum's the same guy who saw life in the eyes of Terry Schiavo, even though an autopsy proved him wrong.
Not as sick as I am of Bronson Arroyo, though, and his album, the pitcher for the Red Sox that has an album.
Now, have you heard this?
I heard a cut.
Yesterday.
Yeah, when I was on vacation, I heard a cut, and that to me, very bad. As a baseball fan, bad, bad, bad. Repeat to the World Series, bad. If you're making albums,
Dad, wrong. You're a Major League Baseball player. You've attained the best thing you can do in your sport. You're at the top of your game. Why do you need that? Why do you have to go and be a rock star? Pitch, damn it. Get your curveball working.
What's worse, doing an album or being with on with the Queer Eyes?
You know, somebody, I didn't see that. I never got a chance to see that. But I know Karl Rove wouldn't like either one.
Put them on a list.
The Vatican, meanwhile, is asking the world's law enforcers to punish and counsel the guys who go to hookers. The Vatican says men who hire hookers are like modern-day slave owners when they turn to the world's oldest profession.
Mm-hmm.
But the church has a point about the slavery connection. Thousands of poor women are, in fact, imported and exported and sold for money by their evil owners.
Unlike the beautiful lady in Chicago.
To go wherever there's a demand.
See, now
there's a demand now.
Here's a little background for you. A million years ago, we sent Dennis out to the Bunny Ranch.
A million years ago.
Prostitution
is
and
legal.
And Dennis, now I'm actually trying to picture Dennis as like a plant. Owner. And it kind of works.
It works. I can see him in the hat.
Sure.
Paying for the comfort of these women can, in some cases, feed that very real slave trade. The Vatican believes we should...
That's back when Dennis worked on a cotton plantation.
The Vatican believes we should go after the guys who create the demand, the Johns. The church has offered to take in the gals who get put out of work by this. In the meantime, the Vatican still condemns the use of condoms, even to prevent the spread of AIDS.
And then Dennis would sit there and sip on a mint julep.
One hand, one nart.
Okay, guys, welcome, please, to the locker room, Finn Sandar. Finn is a pretty 21-year-old Asian woman in Myanmar.
Oriental, as Rob would say.
Myanmar.
From the Orient.
She just became a pretty 21-year-old man. Went from being a woman to a man.
What's that have to do with the locker room?
Well, because she can now that she's a guy,
she can go into the locker room.
In the locker room, really kind of a figure of speech.
I understand. You haven't spent a lot of time in locker rooms. What are you doing? Silver pewter shoes that are making you do that?
I've been in locker rooms.
Okay, I know you have.
Anyway, this woman changed at the age of 21, changed into a man, and she did it without surgery.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts so far, she just transformed. Doctors say, yes, Finn is a hermaphrodite.
You know, this would be the segment every day, and God bless Rob for helping me so much when Don is not here. When I will say something to Rob, like, what would that surgery sound like? When she was having that surgery done. What do you think that would sound like, Rob?
She didn't have the surgery.
And Rob's tired, because he normally would, run back and get the sound effect of a sawing, you see.
If she had had, she didn't have surgery, but if she had had surgery.
This is what it would sound like. The Chinese lady talking. Thank you, Rob. See, we're just working it out. It's going to be fine in a few days. Thank you.
See, none of that, as it turned out, was necessary.
So she didn't even have the surgery.
It just happened. Exactly. The doctors say that upon reaching adulthood, she just changed from female to male. For Finn, it was a lifelong dream come true.
I'm going to... You go ahead, Buzz. I'm writing down a note for Rob.
Quoting him, on the morning of the full moon day of June 21st, I noticed my thing was not the same as before, and my breast disappeared. End
so
quote.
This happened naturally?
According to all accounts.
Really?
Yes, in Myanmar.
Has this ever happened before? Or?
Not that we know of.
What is Myanmar, a place?
It's an Asian country, a small Asian country. Yes. So now people are traveling for miles around to see the phenomenon, and quoting another woman in the village, if I was not married, then I too would want to become a man.
Now, wait a minute. Is this one of those places where it's so obscure, that you'll see it in the
weekly
world news?
There's no way you
can
check out this story and see if I've made it up or I'm lying.
Hey, are you starting that finally?
No, it's the truth.
Let's say that. I'm not sure why this sound effect is playing, but we're getting there. We're really getting there. Go ahead, Buzz.
An expert in eating disorders may have her own problems.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologist Lisa Berzins, who does the radio and TV circuit talking about anorexia and bulimia, collapsed in a grocery store after apparently inhaling the nitrous oxide from 3 cans of whipped cream.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I happen to know you like these stories, don't you?
Lisa apparently frequently lectures on self-esteem.
You were a fan of ice cream sundaes at one point, weren't you? Did you eat a lot of them?
Like them?
You like desserts with whipped cream?
I do.
Did you buy a cake at one point?
I enjoy the whipped cream.
Good stuff. Back a while back, right?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
I like it cold. She must have... this lecturer on bulimia
leukemia and such. It must have hit her head on the way down because she was found bleeding in the dairy aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting her lawyer, these are only allegations. My client is innocent unless convicted. I have confidence there will be no conviction.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All right.
And I don't know whether you would know about this or maybe somebody has shared this information with
Perhaps
you.
Perhaps I've read about it.
You've read about it. What would be the effect if somebody was, what would happen to the normal person if, say, they were trying to make a sundae, squeezing out the whipped cream and accidentally inhaled that stuff? What does it do to you?
You'd get a little goofy. It's the other name for nitrous oxide is laughing gas. Uh-huh. It's the drug of the day.
Why are you stammering?
I don't know. Perhaps I need to relax.
Okay, Bob.
It's the drug that dentists use.
There you go.
I read in a book once that if you take a whipped cream dispenser and hold it upright,
instead of pointing it down as you normally would,
then you get some of that laughing gas.
I see.
The propellant.
And it might be so much fun that you could even have a party doing that.
There are people who've done that.
Ah, okay.
But in poor Lisa's case, she collapsed in the grocery aisle and was bleeding in the dairy aisle.
Very sorry for her.
Don't do it there.
Sorry about that.
Oh, and those crazy liberals in Rockport, Massachusetts have gone and legalized alcohol. That's our story when we return.
Thank you, Buzzy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We will have at the end of the show information on where you can send your donations and also where you can send your cards and letters for the family of the sources and the Wright family going through this tragic week. We'll do that at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Right now, Buzzy, what do you have for us?
The aforementioned liberals of Rockport, Massachusetts have, in fact, legalized alcohol. Now, from 1920 to 1933... from 1920 to 1933, liquor was outlawed across the country.
Ooh.
But the progressives in the Boston suburb of Rockport were ahead of their time. They banned booze in 1856, and it's been illegal ever since.
Hello!
Rockport, where? Rockport,
40 miles north of Boston. It's on the coast.
Is that where you buy your shoes?
Because I think it's Rockport, Maine. I think I've been there.
But no, this story is definitely about Massachusetts.
It's Massachusetts, Rockport.
Yeah, well, okay. As far as I know.
I'm just trying to keep a little diary of all the places I've gotten loaded.
But Mike,
I understand.
In all honesty, would you have ever been to a place that had no alcohol?
No.
Okay, so it's not the same thing.
Certainly not after 12 noon.
I rest my case.
Right. And there you have it.
It was legal for 1 year in 1933 when alcohol was legalized nationwide again. But
here's a little tip. You know, sometimes it makes your food taste better.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Tony knows.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Booze was banned there again after neighbors complained about the overflow from the town bar because it had no indoor toilet.
That's nice.
The first to drink served yesterday was a glass of Grey Goose martini with a couple of pearl onions in it. And I'll applaud for that.
You like that?
That's a Gibson.
But it would be be less pearl onions and more olives.
Is it a Gibson or a gimlet?
It's a Gibson. A gimlet has sweetened lime juice.
Ah, I see.
Can you tell it's towards the end of the show? We're drawing martini glasses.
I'll take one of each. Okay, now a story about man's inhumanity. Humanity to man only with women. In Florida, during the evacuation, and this is about a woman, Rob, this story is all about her, so you'll like this. In Florida, during the evacuation for Hurricane Dennis on Saturday, a woman with a motorhome apparently cut ahead of about 60 other vehicles in a long line at a gas station. Another woman took issue with this and stood in front of the motorhome. The woman behind the wheel of the motorhome then drove into the woman who was on foot. A cop who was there on another call saw this and stepped in. The motorhome lady, who was in such a hurry, now faces up to 10 years in prison.
Good.
And a young woman in California was excited when she won a brand new Hummer, a Hummer H2, in a radio station contest.
She was excited.
But Shannon Castillo should...
Who wants a Hummer?
Yay!
Well, Shannon did, and she thought she won it. She should have looked at the calendar, however. She won the Hummer on April 1st, and it turned out to be a toy. An April Fool's gag from your Bakersfield badasses at KBDS.
Damn, no, it's not retarded.
Here's what we got to. You want to rent a brand new Hummer? It's fantastic. It's a toy car. Oh, tough luck, bitch. It's a toy car for you.
I get it.
How about that? Yes, sir. Breakfast flakes with you.
It's a lot of fun.
Got a fabulous toy Hummer for you right now. We're going to pretend it's real.
It's a lot of fun.
Shannon was really counting on a real $60,000 Hummer. She's now suing the radio station and the DJs. Chewy Boy and Dirty Sanchez.
Hey, Dirty Sanchez and Chewy Boy with you. You know, hey, she's suing us. What's the deal with that?
Shannon in the morning.
Shannon.
You know, it's kind of a suing thing.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
She's doing the suing thing.
It's crazy. Here's
your toy Hummer. Don't sue me.
her lawsuit was filed one day after a Kentucky woman sued a radio station over the $100,000 she won, which turned out to be a $100,000 candy bar.
That's a candy bar. It's got chocolate and caramel, some pieces of little Rice Krispies in there. It's not money, honey.
I sure hope you enjoy it. Here's Chingy.
You are SOL.
Now, I'm chewy.
When you go to the Walmart to buy that new Willie Nelson CD, look for the one with the palm tree on the cover.
I was all about Walmart on my vacation.
Well, yeah.
That's the vacation place to shop.
That's wrong for you.
It's the only place that I could go up there. That's right. The only place they have.
Scared everyone else out of town.
I actually have positive things to say about it. It was not a bad experience.
So when everyone said, let's go into town, you're just going to Walmart.
You're going to, well, there's a Walmart outside town. It's the place where you get stuff.
Many parts of America, Walmart is now the town.
Do you buy groceries there, like one of those super Walmarts?
I bought groceries, and I bought a DVD player for $74.
I bet that was, the quality might surprise you.
Still working.
Their prices are insane.
Still working. Video.
So on this new Willie Nelson CD, there's a palm tree, I guess, because Willie's new album takes him down the reggae road in a departure from his usual country fare. No, wait. At other stores, it's not a palm tree on the cover. Oh. It's a marijuana leaf.
That's Willie.
So I guess Walmart is the only store selling the one with the palm tree on the cover.
Willie Nelson.
It's a palm tree, don't you know?
Willie likes that stuff.
And there's something you should know about that DVD collection you're building so compulsively. The DVDs are fading away. The data recorded on them deteriorates over time, and in 20 years, those discs will be blank. Maybe sooner.
I tell you what else deteriorates them is when your son chews on them. You know,
thumbs.
Thumbs. I swear to Christ.
He's strong.
He's ruined my Star Wars box set. And
you know
I
what Rob says
it?
About his kids? You get Julia and Robert. Julia right. is very smart.
She is so smart.
Right, and Robert
is very strong.
Very strong.
And he's eating your DVDs?
No, he just chews on them. Uh-huh. He loves them. He loves Star Wars. He loves Spider-Man. He loves Batman.
I think of DVDs as indestructible. I really do.
Yeah, for a long time, I could wash them and get thumbs as prints off them. But I looked, and there are literally teeth marks. Empire Strikes Back and Jedi.
Thumbs said hi to Joe a little earlier in the show.
Oh, I like that very much. Do you still have that handy? Because that's pretty cute.
Making him run around the studio like a chicken with his head cut off.
Anyway, the good news about these fading DVDs is scientists have just discovered how to make a DVD last forever.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
There's thumbs right
there. Robert. The even better news is that scientists have figured out how to make a DVD store 10,000 times as much data as they do now.
Well, what's it matter? It's going to fade away.
Does it change the taste?
No, they've fixed that. In the future, they won't fade away.
So what if I bought one 2 years ago?
That 18 years or sooner, there will be nothing on it.
That sucks.
Isn't it? Doesn't it?
What exactly. DVD?
Well, I'm thinking Cool Hand Luke, for one.
That's one you want to keep.
You do.
But yes. You see, if you bought, like, Beavis and Butthead to America, you're not going to care.
It's worthwhile.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, you'll be glad for the weeding out.
Good.
Anyway, the scientists say this could benefit other technologies, including your phone and your iPod, this ability to store so much information in so little space.
Note to self, talk about iPods.
Yes, tomorrow. Must hear that.
I have an iPod story, too, that happened on the way to work.
Very exciting.
So we talk about that. Here's my son.
That's
Thumbs
eating a DVD.
In sports, the WWE is hearing from concerned viewers after last week's UPN SmackDown, in which there was a terrorist-like attack involving a group of Arab Americans and a beloved character named The Undertaker.
Hey, he's been on the show.
Yes, the show aired the same day as the attacks in London, and even though the network ran a disclaimer at the bottom of the screen, some people are offended. In the WWE tradition, however, they may just be pretending to be offended.
You think?
And finally, gentlemen, we have chosen the wrong profession, this radio thing. We could have been bank robbers if we'd known it was this easy.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, a guy pulls up to a drive-in teller lane and puts a stick-up note in the tube.
You made this up.
I did not.
Okay.
Tube comes back with the usual undisclosed amount of cash. The man drives away and gets away. The FBI is investigating.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He got the money and left.
Oh, so he won.
Yeah.
The bad guy won.
He did.
He threw us a curveball.
Crook's not so stupid.
Hey, how about that?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We're out of time. I do want to mention to everyone that if you would like to make a donation for the Right Source family, and Buzz, you have the information as far as what the donation name should be. Frieda Right Source.
Frieda Right Source.
And that's to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. Cards and letters, and we appreciate them, and I know Don does too, should be sent here to the Source family, COWJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. That's it. We got to get out of here. Another show tomorrow. We will be back.
I have one more question, but
go right ahead.
That DVD thing, is it even on the Mary Carey Interactive DVD?
Oh, God, I hope not.
We'll have to, I'll talk to you in 20 years, I guess.
All right, we will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for everybody and all of your support. Our love, everybody here at the radio station. We still send that out to Don and his family. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Please. Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.